in historic Valley Homes and has been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX. So rewire the way you think about Valley electricians. To set up an appointment, call 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or log on to rewiringarizona.com. Evanston Electric, Rewiring Arizona. Log on now to www.rewiringarizona.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. You may be seeing for sale signs up longer in your neighborhood. Sales of existing homes fell to their lowest level in nearly a decade in January. At the same time, the median price for a home dropped for the fifth straight month. This is the fifth straight monthly decline in prices, as we said, and economist Adam York says the slowdown is expected to continue.
We're certainly looking for continued declines in sales from here on the existing front, as well as the new home front.
Meanwhile, more economists are using the R word. A new survey of economists think America is headed for a recession in 2008. Analysts expect a growth to slow considerably this year. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is now up by about 30 points. Another push today from President Bush for an intelligence law that would let the government eavesdrop on phone calls and emails. He told the nation's governors, quote, "If the enemy is calling into America, we really need to know what they're saying." A jury is set to consider whether a former Ohio police officer should face the death penalty for killing his lover and their unborn child last June. Bottomy Cutts was convicted of the murder of Jesse Davis earlier this month. Students are back in class today at Northern Illinois University. The AP's Mark Carlson describes the mood on campus.
Many are making the effort to go out of their way to walk by Cole Hall and still see the crime tape. They feel if they go right up front and face their fears and look at the scene again, even though they've seen it before, then that'll help them get through their first day of class.
Many students are wearing red lapel pins in honor of their school colors and those who died in the Valentine's Day shooting. About 2,000 protesters rallied against Kosovo's independence today, a few setting fire. Protesters gathered beneath a banner that read, "Kosovo is Serbia." There may be some answers for families of American servicemen still listed as missing from the Korean War. China has agreed to a long-standing U.S. government request for access to sensitive military records that may provide those answers. This is AP Radio News. American Airlines is now disputing the account of a man who claims his cousin died aboard a flight after she was twice refused oxygen by a flight attendant. Antonio Oliver described his cousin's appeals for help on WABC-TV.
"Please don't let me die. Go ask some oxygen for me, please, baby. I love you, baby. I love you. Don't let me die. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Please, please." And I stopped yelling in the plane, "Somebody help me."
American Airlines confirms Corrine Desir's death, but says medical professionals tried to save that woman. More than 150 passengers on board a British airliner are being flown to Cyprus today, a day after their flight was diverted because the co-pilot had died in mid-flight. The co-pilot died of natural causes. GB Airways says the passengers were never in any danger. And animal rights activists are expressing their outrage today that South Africa has decided to reverse a 1995 ban on killing elephants. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by University of Phoenix. One university understands how you live today and where you want to go tomorrow. University of Phoenix gives students a chance to attend college without putting their lives on hold. Call 480-557-2000.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as
is 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
Legacy doesn't want me to play this again either about John McCain. Okay.
I'm old and I'm not happy. Everything today is improved and I don't like it.
It's not a promise of hope. It's a platitude.
I hate it.
The old man is down the road.
Platypuses. I hate them.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. For your minimum daily adult requirement of sanity.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you live. As many of my peers are on a cruise ship steaming out of, I don't know, someplace in Mexico or... I'm gonna actually be joining the ship on Wednesday, so we will be doing our show live today and tomorrow, and then Laura Flanders is going to fill in for us Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, just as a heads up. We've got an action-packed show today. In our second hour, we're going to have both a representative from the Humane Society of the United States and someone from the Competitive Enterprise Institute talking about this whole beef recall and what it means and this whole issue, really, of deregulation in the United States and how destructive it's been. In our third hour, Al Regnery is going to be with us. He is the publisher of The American Spectator. He has a new book, The Ascendance of American Conservatism. This should be an interesting conversation. You know, where are the conservatives going from here? What are the ascendance? And so anyway, that's also the fellow who really told it how it was on Fox News is going to be joining us at the end of our third hour today. So it's going to be a fascinating time. Also, in about 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes or so, Larissa Alexandrovna of Raw Story is going to come on and talk about the Don Siegelman story that we saw last night on 60 Minutes. If you didn't see this on 60 Minutes, I recommend you go over to thinkprogress.org. They actually have the video clip up. You can watch the segment there, among other websites, but it's right there. It's really easy to see. And what's so amazing is that this story was actually blacked out by many of the CBS affiliates in Alabama. And you tell me, corporate media is not political. Our phone number, 866-303-2270. Our website, tomhartman.com, for our live chat room and our blog and our message board, as well as airamerica.com, the Tom Hartman page over there. Up at the top of Drudge right now, and all over the right-wing websites, is a photograph of Barack Obama wearing basically a turban. I mean, he's dressed. It's from a trip that he took in 2006 when he was visiting Wajir, an area in northeastern Kenya, dressed as if he was a Somali elder. And the headline from the right-wing Drudge site is Clinton staffers circulate, quote, dressed, end quote, Obama. The dressed Obama. And this picture of him and, oh my God, he looks like a Muslim. I mean, this is the response that they're trying to get. Now, whether this came out of the Clinton camp or not, I frankly don't know. I know that there are, I have two takes on this, two things that I wanted to share with you about, two thoughts on this that I just want to get out there. The first is, I know that there is a small, noisy, and frankly, I think, eccentric minority who are saying, come on, Hillary, the race is over, get out of the race. When, in fact, I think she's only about 100 or so delegates behind and a couple of very, very large states that historically have decided elections, Texas and Ohio. The reason Jack Kennedy took Lyndon Johnson, who he hated, as his running mate was because he needed Texas. And look at what decided the 2004 election. It was the theft of the vote in Ohio by Mr. Blackwell, by the Secretary of State Ken Blackwell in Ohio. So these are major and important states. And frankly, I don't think that the Democratic Party should take anything for granted before these two states have come in, at the very least. And Bill Clinton basically has already said, okay, you know, once these states have voted, if Hillary doesn't carry them, then this is the end of it. But in the week between now and then, the week and a day between now and that vote, the Clinton campaign is apparently throwing everything they have at Barack Obama. And I know that there are a bunch of Democrats out there wringing their hands, assuming that this is true, assuming that what is being reported on the right-wing news sites, and that's very often a stretch, but sometimes true. And the thing that seems to give it a little more credibility is that it isn't being denied by the Clinton camp. So, who is very good at, you know, instant rebuttals. So assuming that it's true, that the Clinton camp is throwing everything that they have at Barack Obama right now, I want to be on record as saying, I think this is a good and healthy thing. Because if we are so concerned about the fragility of the guy who probably is going to be the Democratic nominee, or for that matter, the fragility of Hillary Clinton, with any rebuttals or attacks on her, if we're so concerned about the fragility of either one of these people, that we have forgotten who the Republicans are. We have forgotten about Lee Atwater, the whole campaign. I mean, here's the whole campaign against Michael Dukakis, you know, the Take No Prisoners, you know, the George Herbert Walker Bush, I think it was that, the 88 campaign, as I recall, where they had the photograph of him in the tank with the, you know, with the earmuffs sticking out, basically, you know, the headphones. And that tank photo became an iconic photo, and some think that it brought down Michael Dukakis. It's not what brought down Michael Dukakis. What brought down Michael Dukakis was two things. One, George Herbert Walker Bush ran a campaign that was filled with lies, distortions, and personal smears. It was the politics of personal destruction. The essence of the entire campaign against Michael Dukakis in 88 was the exact same thing that you'll find in today's New York Times, Bill Kristol's op-ed, in which he's saying Barack Obama isn't patriotic enough. He won't wear a flag on his lapel, you know, blah blah blah. It's like the guy on Real Time with Bill Maher over the weekend. They had this whack job Republican on who said, oh, you know, Barack Obama, he won't even say the Pledge of Allegiance. It's a lie. Bill Maher apparently didn't know to say, hey, wait a minute, that's a lie. Barack Obama leads the Pledge of Allegiance in the United States Senate, has done so on a number of occasions. There's this photo running around of him and Hillary, and I think it's John Edwards and Bill Richardson, and Hillary and Edwards and Richardson have their hands over their heart, and Barack Obama doesn't. That was not the Pledge of Allegiance. That was the national anthem. Sit in a stadium sometime when the national anthem is played, most people don't put their hand over their heart. It's not a pledge. You don't put your hand over your heart unless you're taking a pledge. So, you know, most people don't put their hand over their heart when they sing the national anthem, and that's what that photo is of. I guarantee you that photo and this photo of Barack Obama in a turban or whatever it is, and this African, certainly, gear, it will be portrayed to the average Yahoo in America as Muslim gear, is going to become the centerpiece of the Republican campaign. But what, and just like Michael Dukakis being, you know, when they asked him, you know, what would you do if your wife was raped and murdered, you know, and he was like, well, I, you know, and he got into this discussion of legal process. I mean, come on. Michael Dukakis allowed them to assassinate him. Barack Obama is not allowing the Clinton campaign to assassinate him. And what is happening here is that these kinds of attacks on him will make him stronger. It's the same thing I was saying last week about John McCain. When the New York Times came out and said, hey, looks like John McCain had an affair with this woman who was a lobbyist, and by the way, he was doing favors for her and she was a lobbyist. I said on this program, in my mind, the big issue is, by the way, he's doing favors for her and she's a lobbyist. I don't care if he's sleeping with her or not. He shouldn't be doing favors for a lobbyist just simply because she's giving him money and the free use of a corporate jet to fly all over for his campaigns. And the fact of the matter is that the most lobbyist-connected politician among all of the Republican and all the Democratic candidates is John McCain. He had Charlie Black on as his surrogate on either Meet the Press or Face the Nation this weekend. You know, running his campaign, the guy's the head of a lobbying firm. I mean, this is how crazy it is. So anyhow, this was a gift to John McCain because now as he gets closer to the election in September, October, November, if the Democrats try to bring up John McCain's association with lobbyists, he's going to be able to say, oh, come on, the New York Times tried that back. That's old news. They tried that 6 months ago. Their public editor even apologized for it. I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. Similarly, if the Clinton campaign can throw out all the opposition research that they can find against Barack Obama right now, and she is still unsuccessful in Ohio and Texas, then that stuff will be out there and it will be behind him. He'll have a chance to respond to it. He will be made stronger by it. This is why we have a primary process. This is why it would be a bad thing for the Democratic Party, for Hillary Clinton right now to pack it in. She should fight all the way up through Texas and Ohio. And then make an appropriate and strategic decision based on the number of delegates she has and on the math. But as long as she and Barack Obama are, now I wouldn't want to see it go all the way up to the convention. I think that frankly would be destructive. And I don't want to see a brokered convention. But another week? Yeah, of course. There's some big states yet to weigh in. And this is the crucible in which Barack Obama's candidacy, and for that matter, Hillary Clinton's candidacy, will be purified and hardened. It's a good thing. 16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program. Transforming the world by revitalizing democracy. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. I've been telling you for a while now how great the Shark Steam Mop is, and if you haven't picked one up yet, you really need to. It's the easiest, fastest, and best way to deep clean the floors in your home. There's no mess that the Shark Steam Mop can't handle, and it works on all types of floor surfaces. I love this thing. You can even try the Shark Steam Mop risk-free for 60 days, and if you don't love it, they'll send you your money back. Get yours today. Call 1-800-733-1106. That's 800-733-1106, or visit sharkhomecare.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice then. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333, we'll name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333. That's 800-282-3333 for the hottest gift.
The Mike Malloy Show.
This is what black people have been putting up with in this country for 350 years. Oh, the Negro got in your way? Let me lynch him. And what O'Reilly is saying is, I don't want to go on a lynching party for Michelle Obama unless this is the way she really feels. Do you understand what this man just said?
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for 3 tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
My name is Adam Kokish, and I served as a sergeant on a Marine Corps Civil Affairs team in Fallujah. Now, I'm a member of Iraq Veterans Against the War. From March 13th to the 16th, we will be revealing the reality of the U.S. occupations of Iraq and Afghanistan, and what will be history's largest gathering of U.S. veterans who served there, as well as Iraqi and Afghan survivors. Eyewitnesses will share their experiences in a public investigation called Winter Soldier, Iraq and Afghanistan. Our troops are sinking into an increasingly bloody occupation. War crimes in places like Haditha, Fallujah, and Abu Ghraib have garnered headlines, but not affected policy. Politicians and generals blame a few bad apples instead of examining the policies that are destroying Iraq and Afghanistan. Iraq Veterans Against the War will gather in our nation's capital to break the silence and hold our leaders accountable. Join us, because ours is a story that every American needs to hear. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. Right now, we are in desperate need of winter soldiers. To find out more, sign the statement of support, and to see what you can do to help us spread the message of Winter Soldier, please go to IVAW.org.
Mom always said, what goes around, comes around. It's been coming around pretty harshly for right-wing talk radio lately. Ratings are down, their favorite candidates are dead in the water, and even their own loyalists are telling them to shut the hell up. Almost makes you feel sorry for them, doesn't it? Nah. The Belly's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future. Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Belly's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Dreaming of Democracy here, 21 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman with you. Live for at least 2 days. Then I'm off on the Air America cruise. Then I'll be back for a couple of days, and then I'm off to Darfur in the Sudan. There's information about that on our website, by the way, at tomhartman.com. We're going to be delivering food and a whole bunch of other stuff. All the information is there. And if you'd like to contribute, we're paying for the trip, but any contributions are going to go directly to the people there. If you're interested in that, you can check it out at tomhartman.com. So, last night, CBS News.
Is Don Siegelman in prison because he's a criminal or because he belonged to the wrong political party in Alabama?
Scott Pelley asking that question. Larissa Alexandrovna, the managing editor of news at rawstory.com, is with us. Hey, Larissa.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I am just great. You have been way out in front of this story. You've been a guest on this program a number of times with the brilliant investigative reporting you've been doing. And others have been on it as well, but I think you've been one of the real leaders in this. And the thing that struck me about the 60 Minutes piece last night was that there was absolutely no discussion of the election fraud, which led to Siegelman losing his campaign in the first place, which then led to everything else. And I think that that's the big story that they're trying to bury by throwing this guy's butt in jail. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, I agree with you, but I also understand that, that there were time constraints. They only had 15 minutes. But my understanding is that the producers and the senior management over at CBS is interested in doing additional episodes of this where they explore various parts of the story as long as the public expresses an interest.
Wow.
Yes.
So
I mean, there's so many elements to this story, but I think the bombshell last night about Nick Bailey, the witness against Don Siegelman, and the check that he claims to have seen being handed to Don Siegelman when, in fact, the check was cut days after the alleged...
Right, and that was the sole basis on which Don Siegelman is in jail.
Right.
Is that this guy, that this guy who was a career criminal or was a criminal and who was under indictment and who cut a deal to get out of jail in exchange for testifying against Don Siegelman, apparently lied on the stand and in order to get his favorable treatment, and that lie was the basis of the conviction, and now we find that it clearly was a lie.
Well, and moreover, what they didn't report and what I have been looking at is there are allegations that Nick Bailey's brother, who was alleged to be just as corrupt as his brother, was being threatened with jail time if Nick Bailey did not cooperate with the prosecution.
Okay, so for our listeners who may just be tuning in,
yeah,
let's just recap this thing really quickly. I'll run through it real fast, and you correct me if I've got anything wrong, okay?
Okay.
Number one, Don Siegelman, Democrat. In a red state, he's the governor of the state. He runs for re-election. He goes to sleep one night. He's won. He wakes up the next morning. A Republican operative in a Republican county in the middle of the night has discovered an extra 15,000 or something like that votes and says, oh, gee, look at this. The Republican Bob Riley won. Siegelman protests. A whole series of prosecutions begin against Siegelman. Karl Rove is orchestrating this from Washington, D.C., making calls down to Alabama to get rid of this guy, hires a woman to follow him around, see if she can get photographs of him. There's a whole series of prosecutions. This is a classic example of why we should be looking at the prosecutors who kept their jobs, not the seven who are nine who were fired. And finally, they nail him for taking a $250,000 check for his education lottery fund, not for himself, not a penny ever went in his own pocket, it wasn't
That's
even
correct.
Suggested, for this guy giving money to this state fund, and according to the allegation, in exchange for that, he put this guy on the hospital board, which the guy had already been on for three terms.
Correct.
This is like giving George Bush a campaign contribution and ending up the ambassador to Paris. I mean, that's the
entirely
the analogy.
Correct, yes.
Right. And so Don Siegelman now... And then we find out that the check was, in fact, cut several days later. It didn't come out of that meeting. It couldn't have happened the way it said. And so Don Siegelman is... And
the prosecution knew this.
And didn't tell the defense, which they have
Correct.
A requirement, a legal requirement to tell the defense of exculpatory information.
Right.
And then on top of that, rather than giving Don Siegelman, the traditional 45 days to get his affairs in order, white-collar crime, they lead him out in shackles, and he's been locked down and shut up ever since.
Right, and they moved him around from state to state so that his lawyers had no access to him.
Yeah,
so the media still has no access to him. If you saw last night's 60 Minutes, you saw him from far away, but the media has not allowed any contact with him.
Right, so we have about a half a minute, Larissa. You said if CBS gets feedback, they'll continue on this story. How do we give that feedback to CBS?
You can contact 60 Minutes, and actually... if you go to CBS.com and you go to 60 Minutes, there's the contact information is right there.
Really? So you can just send them an email or give them a call?
Give them a call, send them an email, post in the comments. But certainly go ahead and please do something. Because parts of the other thing that I want to briefly touch on is that in parts of Alabama yesterday, this story did not air.
Yeah, I mentioned that at the beginning of the hour, that it was blacked out in a number of TV stations. And
Correct.
This is absolutely bizarre. The Alabama TV station said it was the feed from New York. CBS has come out and officially said, no, it was not the feed from New York. And so apparently the Karl Rove machine is still alive and well in Alabama.
Apparently.
Larissa Alexandrovna, one of our finest investigative reporters in the United States, rawstory.com. Thank you, Larissa.
Thank you.
27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Reason number 11 to switch to Geico. Man does not travel by four wheels alone. If you love scooters, you need to call Geico, because now Geico offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including scooters. Great rates, great coverage, and personal service 24/7. Call anytime, 1-800-44-CYCLE, or visit geico.com.
Aleve D.
The D is for difference.
Aleve D.
The D is for the decongestant.
Aleve D.
The D is what devours sinus pressure and nasal congestion. The amazing all-day strength of Aleve comes with the D, the leading all-day decongestant.
Aleve D.
The Aleve stops the pain. The D stops the pressure and congestion.
Aleve D sinus.
Ask for it at the pharmacy counter and feel the difference.
Aleve D sinus and cold.
Be clear and strong all day long.
Use as directed.
This week on Air America Radio.
It is about picking a president who relies not just on words, but on work.
I will fight to make sure Americans are not deceived by an eloquent but empty call for change.
The last thing we need is to have the same old folks making the same mistakes over and over and over again. We need new leadership to move into a new century.
Let's talk about it on Air America Radio.
I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice then. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333, we'll name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333. That's 800-282-3333 for the hottest gift.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Home sales isn't pretty. I'm Rita Foley. Existing home sales are lower than they've been in nearly 10 years. And there may be more pain ahead, says economist Adam York.
We got a little bit of a slowdown and decline here, but we wouldn't suggest that this is a bottoming out and that we'd see a bottom anytime in the near term.
And the median price for homes now is just over $200,000. That's down for the fifth month in a row. A jury is considering whether a former Ohio police officer should face the death penalty for killing his lover and their unborn child.
You will find that his life is worth preserving. Worth saving.
That's Bobby Cutts' attorney. Cutts said her death was an accident. Remember the dead U.S. spy satellite that the Navy fired on last week? The Pentagon says it's pretty sure now that the missile destroyed the satellite's fuel tank as planned. Its debris analysis makes it clear. It says that the Navy missile destroyed the fuel tank, pretty much eliminating any risk to Earth people. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Mike Malloy. Local media connects local businesses with local customers, or at least it should. While corporate radio thumbs their noses at Main Street, 1480 KPHX specializes in working with Valley-owned businesses that are competing against the chain and megastores. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsors directory at 1480kphx.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-440-1374 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-440-1374. 1-800-440-1374.
My Dish now offers you their absolute best deal ever. Schedule your installation right now and get free installation, a free high-definition DVR upgrade that works on two TVs, a free year subscription to TV Guide, and an Apple iPod thank you gift just for switching to Dish Network. Grab your credit card and schedule now. There's no equipment to buy, and Dish Network packages start at under $20 a month. Call now, 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so call now, 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
He will threaten our national security to protect big business. How is that patriotic? Or how is that the position of the leader of the free world? How is that the position of an American president? I don't know. I'm completely lost.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from 1 to 4 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse.
You tell them, Merle.
Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Now, I've said, when you've lost Merle Haggard, you've lost the rest of America. I know Merle Haggard's been a Democrat most of his life, but he, to the best of my knowledge, he's never been as outspoken as this. I mean, here's a song that just he says, let's get out of Iraq, take this country back. I mean, it's just incredible. And yeah, I think that Joe Sixpack, the country western listeners out there, are going to be listening to this song by Merle Haggard going, yeah, and you're going to lose them, John McCain. Anyhow, welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour of the Tom Hartman program, also brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199 fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. It's Monday, February 25th. It is 9:35 in the morning on the West Coast, noon 35 in the afternoon on the East Coast, and all places in between. We're doing the show live today and tomorrow. Wednesday through Friday, Laura Flanders will be filling in for me as I go off on the Air America cruise. Then we'll be back. The other big news story that I wanted to mention, give you just a very short riff on, and then we'll be picking up your phone calls right after that, is Ralph Nader jumped into the race over the weekend. He did so on one of the weekend shows, Meet the Press or Face the Nation. I can never keep him straight. And made the argument that, you know, hey, the real issues aren't being discussed, quack, quack, quack. The standard Ralph Nader shtick. Although he didn't go so far as to say, you know, the Republicrats or the Demo, whatever, you know, the old line that he used back in 2000. I am not at all worried about this. Just like I'm not at all worried, if Barack Obama attacks Hillary Clinton, I'm not concerned that that's going to hurt her ability to be a good, strong nominee for President of the United States. And if Hillary Clinton attacks Barack Obama, I'm not concerned that that's going to harm his ability to be a good, strong nominee for President of the United States. Either one of them are fine with me. Either one of them will make great candidates. Either one of them would make a great president of the United States. And the primary battle is going to strengthen them both. One of them is going to come out stronger. One of them is going to come out the victor. But it's going to strengthen them both. I'm just not worried about it. I have enough faith in the Democratic Party, in Democrats, in progressives, in Americans, to know that when the Republican machine comes after the Democrats, it's going to come huge. So now what about Ralph Nader? So here you got Ralph Nader out there. I think it's frankly important that Ralph Nader be speaking out. I would frankly rather he wasn't speaking out as a candidate, because he probably will peel off a few votes. Some of the Kucinich diehards, for example, the folks who are, you know, just absolutely purists. Carl Jung, the famous psychologist, had this notion of judgers versus perceivers. Judgers are people who can see all sides of an issue and they see the gray all in between. And perceivers are people who see the world in black or right, white. It's right or it's wrong. It's my way or the highway, that kind of thing. And they're absolutely unwilling to compromise. And there's a small percentage of American people, typically of people in general, maybe some, perhaps as small as 5%, perhaps as large as 20%, who are judgers, who are just these hard judgers. And some of the judges who have been in the Kucinich camp will now be in the Nader camp. But frankly, it's going to be irrelevant. You know, in the 2004 election, Nader, the vote that he got was irrelevant. And as Nader said, if the Democrats can't take this thing by a landslide, they don't, you know, they've really blown it big time. So, and I would like there to be some press coverage of a guy, even if he's viewed as an eccentric crank. which is how he will be portrayed in the media, count on it. I think it's important that there be somebody out there speaking about the issues that Ralph Nader actually speaks about, that single-payer health care is actually the program we should have, rather than this whizzing war between Hillary and Obama about the nuance of a program that keeps intact all the health insurance companies, et cetera. I mean, you know, there's a lot of areas where I think Ralph Nader's actually speaking truth, and it's important that he be there, in my opinion. So, Mo in Los Angeles. Hey, Mo, you think I don't like Hillary?
Oh, well, I know you just gave a very balanced comment about it, but 15 minutes ago you said in a very angry voice, and I think Hillary Clinton should pull out of the race right now. And I just...
No, wait a minute. Well, I did not say that. I said there are some people, a small, eccentric, lunatic fringe within this party, who are saying that they think that Hillary should pull out right now. I believe that she should stay in the race at least until Ohio and Texas, and at that point, she and her campaign need to make the strategic and appropriate decision about whether to stay in. I would not like to see this thing go all the way to the convention. I don't think it's going to. She's said it won't. Her husband has said it won't. There's a consensus in the Clinton camp it won't. I think that she should stay in the race because I think it's good for her. I think it's good for Obama, and I think it's good for the Democratic Party for their to be this fight going on, because it strengthens both of them as candidates, whoever ends up the nominee. That's
well,
what I said.
Well, you can retract and act like you didn't say that, but you did, and I heard it first time.
Mo, I recommend that you go to airamerica.com. You can hear the actual tape of what I said.
Well, you hated the same people I hate, but now that you hate someone I love, I don't want to listen to radio that runs on hate. I don't think you're any better than the other side that runs on hate.
Okay. Well, Mo, thank you very much. I'm very sorry that you misheard what I said. I strongly recommend you go back and listen to the audio. I was very explicit, saying, you know, there are some crackpots out there who are calling for Hillary to get out of the race now. I think it's a huge mistake. I don't think it's good for the Democratic Party for her to get out now. She needs to take this thing all the way through Texas and Ohio, and she needs to fight with everything she's got. And that's what she's doing. And I salute her for that. That's what I said. And if you, I'm saying go back and listen. Richard in New Jersey, listening to WWRL. Hey, Richard.
Yeah, hi. I'm just calling about the Ralph Nader.
Yeah.
He reminds me of the locusts who were underground for 7 years and then come out.
They pop back up. It's sort of like Freddy Krueger.
Well, you know, the point is, though, is that, you know, you heard him with the Green Party. Yeah. You know, he made a big splash that I'm the only, you know, there's no difference. And he came out and ripped everybody and allowed this this shrub in the White House to be president. Then 4 years later, the Greens disowned him, and then he did the same thing. You didn't hear. So for 7 years of this administration, you haven't heard a word from him.
Well, actually, for the 7 years, Nader has been speaking out a lot. In fact, he's been on this program two or three times speaking out. What has happened is that the mainstream media, the corporate media in the United States, will not cover somebody who is not... who doesn't have some platform to speak from. Just the fact that he's Ralph Nader is not enough to get him coverage. When he's running for president, that's enough to get him coverage. So they're covering him now, but he's been speaking out all along in defense of Ralph Nader. And I agree in the 2000 election, although I am not of the opinion that Ralph Nader caused Al Gore to lose, because I don't think Al Gore lost. I think that George Bush stole the election. And let's just be, you know, upfront and honest about that and call it what it is. That said, had those Nader votes in Florida never happened, then it would have been a little harder for the Republicans to steal it. But frankly, I think they would have stolen it anyway. I think they had very much their finger on the pulse of exactly how many votes were where, and they would have figured out which, you know, which county to pull another 90,000 votes out of, and they would have done it. I think that they just would have done it. There's no doubt in my mind. But, you know, in 04, Nader was not a factor. And in this election, he will not be a factor. It's just not going to happen. But he is saying things that, in my opinion, need to be said. Cedric in Wyoming. Thanks, Cedric, for calling. What's up?
Hey, how you doing there, Tom?
Good. Great, but I'll get better. What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to say that I think the Ralph Nader thing is a good idea, especially for people like me. I think the number one problem we have in this country is outsourcing illegal aliens. And Ralph Nader's the only guy that's in the campaign right now that I can see is willing to even talk about the issues of the day. That is outsourcing and protecting our jobs. Because John McCain is not going to do it. He wants to give illegal aliens amnesty. And you take a look at Barack Obama, he's not even talking about the problem. He's not talking about outsourcing our illegal aliens.
Well, actually,
and I think that Ralph Nader is the only one who's willing to talk about protecting our jobs. Nobody else is doing it, not even Hillary.
Okay, got your point, Cedric. And I agree that he would be a good thing in the campaign. Although let's just be upfront about this and straight about this. Both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are now outspokenly opposed to things like NAFTA. In fact, Hillary is now saying that she took issue with her husband back when he was a proponent of NAFTA. Barack Obama is attacking her for, in her autobiography, saying that one of Bill Clinton's big accomplishments was NAFTA. It's interesting to see how that little war is going on, that little, I call it a whizzing match. But bottom line is I think that both of them are starting to, are taking reasonably progressive issues both on immigration and on outsourcing of jobs. Dan in Sacramento, California. Hey, Dan.
How's it going?
Just great. What's up?
I'm glad that you brought up the Nader thing, because that's what I wanted to talk about. I agree with you that I think that it's a good thing that both Hillary and Barack Obama are, taking some flack right now in the primaries, because that's going to make them stronger. But the fact that Ralph Nader is, like, bypassing that whole thing, and just going into the general election, I think that it, I don't know, I am worried.
What it's going to mean is he's going to get nothing, because he's not going to have the Green Party behind him this
time. Well, see, the thing about that is, it's like, I feel like since the media is kind of corporate-owned, that they might even give him a little bit of, like, airtime, just enough to where he can scoop enough to off... scooping of votes off the Democrats to make it easier for the Republicans to steal.
He is not going to take any more votes from the Democrats than the Libertarian Party is going to take from the Republicans. In fact, the Libertarian Party, given Ron Paul's high stature and visibility in this primary season, Libertarian Party is probably going to take a hell of a lot more
votes.
But
Ron Paul's not running as an independent in
No, but he's not. But all the Libertarians get it, that Ron Paul is a Libertarian. And so the Libertarian Party will field a candidate and will be on the ballot in many states and will pull votes away from the Republicans. I just don't think that the most... I really don't believe that Ralph Nader is going to pull votes away from the Democratic candidates. He didn't, for all practical purposes, in 2004. He won't again. And it's important to have somebody speaking the truth out there. 45 minutes past the hour.
Exposing the con in conservative. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Randy Rhodes at 1 p.m., Jeff Barrios at 4, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman. Available at bookstores everywhere.
Everything we know about this election tells us the exit polls are right. George Bush lost this election.
An explosive new documentary.
The scope of the theft is almost unfathomable.
Journalist Bob Kohler calls it very powerful. Urgent viewing if you care about democracy.
With these machines, you can alter the outcome of a national election undetectably.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes. I wrote a prototype that did just that.
What he found was an extraordinary threat to national security.
A vital and important work, says journalist Brad Friedman.
Look at the pattern of the past few elections. We have every reason to believe that the 2008 election is going to be manipulated.
Action Point, Democracy for America, MC, Arizona Advocacy Network, and KPHX bring you Uncounted. It's March 13th with guests Brad Friedman and director David Ehrenhardt at the Harkins Camelview. For ticket details, go to ArizonaUncounted.com.
There was a time when hiring a cleaning service to clean your home was a luxury. However, if you work long hours and use your weekends to catch up on errands, then when you finally get a moment to yourself, you're worn out. There are just not enough hours in the day to take care of everything. Imagine what a treat would be to walk in your door at the end of the day and see everything clean and in order. That way you can finally relax. This is exactly how the Healthy Home Cleaners want you to feel when you're at home. The Healthy Home Cleaners will clean your entire home using only all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and cleaning is their passion. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. Go ahead, treat yourself to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Tonight, skip the chain restaurant and experience Rada Cafe Bar, Scottsdale's true neighborhood bistro and wine bar. At Rada, the food is fresh, seasonal, and the atmosphere is relaxed. Rada's Tuscan-inspired cuisine combines traditional slow-simmered recipes with a modern edge. Herbed ricotta stuffed chicken, seared plum Pinot Noir duck, and grilled pork with apple fig chutney are just a few of Rada's signature dishes. Paired with our boutique wines or craft brews, your intimate dining experience at Rada will be accented by the personal service. The owners cook for you, wait on you, and even wash up. Rada was voted Best New Restaurant by 944 Magazine, Best Gourmet Bang for Your Buck by Get Out, and Best of Phoenix New Times winner for both Caesar Salad and Tiramisu. Eat as if you were in Italy. Eat at Rada, Monday through Saturday, open at 4. Located at 7000 East Shea Boulevard, just west of Scottsdale Road in the Scottsdale Promenade. Eat well. Eat at Rada tonight. Ciao.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Before the hour.
Let's just get everybody together. Let's get unified. The sky will open.
A little sarcasm here.
The light will come down. Celestial choirs will be singing. And everyone will know we should do the right thing and the world will be perfect. Maybe I've just lived a little long. But I have no illusions about how hard this is going to be. You are not going to wave a magic wand and have the special interest disappear.
And, you know, she's absolutely right. She's absolutely right. And that's the issue that Obama, the two biggest challenges that Barack Obama has right now are, number one, that he is not perceived in the media. I mean, you go to his website, all the details are there. He does talk about the issues in these campaigns and things like that, but he's not perceived by the average person as having the specifics, even though he does, and as does Hillary Clinton. And number two, this picture that apparently was released by the Clinton camp this morning, although, as I said, if they hadn't released it, you know, thank God, actually, that they did now, if they did, whoever did, according to, it's at the top of Drudge right now, drudgereport.com, Clinton staffers circulate dressed Obama. This picture of Barack Obama in a turban or whatever and when he was visiting Africa. And you're going to hear more of this. This is from the Michael Savage show last Thursday or Friday. Michael Wiener show.
What about the Muslim connection to Obama? Barack Hussein Obama, father Muslim, grandfather Muslim, nothing wrong with that. But we, the American people, being at war with radical Islam, have a need to know just exactly what kind of Muslim he was exposed to, what kind of Muslim he is, what kind of Muslim teachings he's friendly to. We have a right to know if he's a so-called friendly Muslim or one who aspires to more radical teachings. That's something that the media ought to be concerned about, not whether John McCain had an infatuation with a lobbyist 10 years ago. But then I'm expecting too much. Much too much. You understand that? When a major reporter who is reasonably educated knows nothing about Obama's Muslim background...
Maybe because there isn't any. Maybe because his father converted to Catholicism when he came to the United States. Maybe because Barack Obama was never raised as a Muslim. Maybe, you know, could be. Charlie in Los Angeles. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Tom. First of all, the woman who said that you said Hillary should get out now,
right,
was wrong. What you said, there are people out there who say
that's correct,
that she should get out there. She should get out now. But then, in your defense, defense of what you actually said, you called people who say that
the fringe
and extremists. Yes. I think a lot of people who say that, and I'm not one of them. I think there's at least three more big important primaries, and with two coming up right away. I think those people are making a tactical decision that they think it would be good to stop the infighting now.
But see, it's not infighting.
Well,
it is not infighting. It's campaigning.
Well,
there's a difference.
If you want to call it campaigning,
I mean, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait until the Republicans get a hold of this. This is not hurting the Democratic Party. This is making the Democratic Party stronger. If I was a Republican operative and I wanted to make sure that I could take down Barack Obama in October or November, I would do everything I could right now to get Hillary Clinton out of the race so that her people and her opposition research would not bring up things like, for example, this picture of Barack Obama with the turban on, so that I could sit on that until 3 weeks before the election and drop it like a bombshell just before the general election. That's what I would be doing.
I understand that, but I don't think that being disparaging about people who have a different tactical point of view and calling them the fringe and whatever else you use another.
They're on the fringe. People who are saying that are on the fringe of the political process. The mainstream of the Democratic Party and of the Democratic political process believes that people should compete in a primary until it's obvious that they can't win, at which point they should gracefully bow out. It's not clear right now that Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton are clearly going to win. If Hillary Clinton wins both Texas and Ohio, there's a very good chance she could go on and end up winning this nomination. If Barack Obama wins both of them, in all probability, he'll win it. Let's let the voters decide. Let's not have some talk show host or some bloviator on a talking head on a TV network show decide who is going to be the Democratic nominee. And let's let the process, as rough and tumble as it gets, let's let it play out now, because that's going to steel and harden those candidates in a way that will be beneficial to the Democratic Party come November.
I agree with everything you say, but I disagree with you disparaging people who have a different tactical point of view.
Well, Charlie, we're going to have to agree to disagree. Thank you very much. I mean, I'm not calling them stupid or evil or even or mean-spirited or, having bad motives. I'm not attributing any of that to those folks who are doing that. This is not a personal attack, but I believe that I am accurate in saying that those folks are on the fringe of the Democratic Party and the political process, or don't understand politics. Marcy in Santa Fe. Hey, Marcy, you got about a minute here before we got to wrap up this hour. What's up?
Hi, I just want to address the man who called in, who's pro Nader, and he's one of those one or two issue people. He was so stuck on outsourcing and undocumented immigration,
right?
And he's willing to vote based on that. And that's
Carl Jung's judgers. That's 10% of the population.
Mm-hmm. And they are the ones who have put us in the situation this country is in now. Abortion or gay rights or rather anti-gay people. They can't do that. They have to look at the whole picture. We have to look at the whole picture and try to get our country back on track.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, Marcy, and agreed. And we have to, and frankly, I think both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton can handle this. The Democratic Party has to be ready for the Republicans to throw at them what the George Herbert Walker Bush campaign threw at Michael Dukakis, basically saying, oh, he's not patriotic enough, he won't wear a flag on his lapel, he didn't put his hand over his heart when they were singing the national anthem, which most people don't do. That's the Pledge of Allegiance. Get it right, guys. The Democrats have to say, this is about the bigger issues. And that's what both these candidates have been doing. God bless them.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Call 866-303-2270.
Get rich quick? Forget about it. That only happens if you win the lottery, hit the jackpot, or inherit a fortune. The odds are high this won't happen to you. The problem is, if you want to be financially free by the time you retire, you will need to be rich. And you can get rich over time trading stocks. Afraid of the stock market because of its ups and downs? Don't be afraid. The secret to getting rich trading stocks is making money when the market goes up and goes down. You just need movement in the market and Ross Jardine's trading system. Ross Jardine's one of the best traders on the face of the planet, and for a limited time, you can get his trading system free. It's easy to use and requires very little time, and it can make you rich. Ross has taught thousands of people how to make money trading stocks, and he can teach you, too. To get Ross's free stock investor toolkit, call 888-664-1275. Stop wasting your time and money on get-rich-quick programs, and call 888-664-1275 to get your free stock investor toolkit. It's time to get rich eventually, so call now, 888-664-1275.
Evanston Electric wants to rewire the way Arizona thinks about electrical services. For over 18 years, Evanston Electric has provided the most reliable, same-day, valley-wide electrical services, which are all backed by 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They are licensed, bonded, and insured for a worry-free repair. Maybe you're remodeling and simply need to install new light fixtures or electrical outlets. Or maybe you have an emergency electrical situation that could spell real disaster. Well, the elite group of trained electricians at Evanston are ready to help on a moment's notice. In fact, they have the know-how needed to rewire an entirely outdated electrical system, such as knob and tube wiring, found in many older and historic homes. Evanston Electric specializes in historic valley homes and has been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX. So rewire the way you think about valley electricians. To set up an appointment, call 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or log on to rewiringarizona.com. Evanston Electric, Rewiring Arizona. Log on now to www.rewiringarizona.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. President Bush appeals to Congress to make permanent rules for using wiretaps against suspected terrorists.
To put it bluntly, if the enemy is calling to America, we really need to know what they're saying. And we need to know what they're thinking. And we need to know who they're talking to.
The president met today with the nation's governors. Hillary Clinton is focusing on foreign policy today in a speech in Washington.
We need a president who understands there is a time for force, a time for diplomacy, and a time for both.
The latest voter poll in Ohio shows Clinton's lead over Barack Obama has now dropped 10 percentage points in recent days. She still leads her Democratic rival, though, by 11 percentage points. A photo making the rounds on the Internet shows Obama dressed in traditional local garments during a visit to Kenya in 2006. The Drudge Report claims the photo is being circulated by Clinton staffers. Testimony is underway in the sentencing phase of the Bobby Cutts murder trial in Ohio. The prosecutor says there's only one sentence the jury should approve.
The ultimate punishment is warranted in this case. And I submit to you that because of that, the maximum sentence that is provided by law, a sentence of death on each count, should be your verdict in this case.
Cutts was convicted of the murder of his lover, who was pregnant with his child. The State Department says Cuba is not going to see a lot of change. Fidel Castro's brother Raul has now been approved as the island's new president. The housing market continues to struggle. Sales of existing homes fell to the lowest level in nearly a decade in January. This is economist Adam York.
We got a little bit of a slowdown and decline here, but we wouldn't suggest that this is a bottoming out and that we'd see a bottom anytime in the near term.
On Wall Street at this hour, there are modest gains across the board in all of the major indices. Both the NASDAQ and the S&P are up by just about 1 or 2 points. The Dow is up by 30 points. This is AP Radio News. Last week's shootdown of a wayward spy satellite has been declared a success. Analysis of debris from the satellite shows that a hazardous chemical on the spacecraft's fuel tank was destroyed. Well, the town of Portal, Georgia is buzzing today. The winning Mega Millions lottery jackpot ticket was sold at a convenience store there. And the guy who bought it did what a lot of people dream of doing. He told the CBS Early Show he called his boss and quit.
He was out of town. It was hard for him to believe it also. But he, when I told him that I did hit and I wasn't coming back, he realized it. It's true.
And Bobby Harris says he now takes great comfort in knowing that he can afford to spend more time with his family. Not a lot of people watch the Oscars. The Nielsen ratings show the 80th Annual Academy Awards telecast 14% lower than the least watched ceremony ever. The least watched Oscar ceremony ever was in 2003 when there were 33 million viewers. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Super 8. Free coffee, free breakfast, and free high-speed internet. Just some of the great amenities Super 8 has to offer. Visit super8.com for more details. See you along the way.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhoads,
Jeff Farias and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm talking with business needs. Paul, taxes feel like a jigsaw puzzle, and I get overwhelmed. Can business needs help?
We sure can. Business Needs is Arizona's number one executive financial tax services for small and medium-sized companies and sole proprietorships and tax preparation for individuals. Just entering data in a QuickBooks program and then transferring that limited information in a QuickBooks tax program is not enough and is not smart. Why pay the IRS money that you don't need to? What if you could decrease your taxes 20, 30, 50, or 100%? It's possible. We analyze your needs and make a plan to save you money. Our analysis will identify areas where breakthrough results can be achieved. Visit BusinessNeedsAZ.com to review our many services. We work for your success at very affordable prices, and we guarantee it. That's 602-595-5210 or BusinessNeedsAZ.com. Remember, 602-595-5210. At Business Needs, why pay more?
Embarrassed by doggy odor? Come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service doggy wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash them, feed them, spoil them. All in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty, 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today.
When it has to be there in a flash, call Lightning Courier Service. Based in Scottsdale, Lightning Courier Service provides on-demand, personalized service. Around town or statewide, professional drivers will collect your important documents or your truckload of merchandise 24 hours a day with guaranteed delivery. Visit us on the web at lightningcourierservice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call Lightning Courier Service at 480-922-4929.
The Jeff Farias Show.
The system's broken. It's broken for the people who come here to put in an honest day's work. We're trying to improve their lives and their families. It's broken for our healthcare system. It's broken for our education system. The only people this current immigration system is working for are the corporations.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 4 to 7 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Program. Welcome to the vast radical middle conspiracy. Accept no imitations. Tom Hartman.
And welcome back. Lena Johansson with the science and biotechnology journalist and fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, is on the line with us. Lena, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tom. How are you doing today?
Just great. And also, Paul Shapiro is with us. He's with the Humane Society of the United States. He's their director for factory farming, hsus.org, the website. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. I'm glad to be on.
Wanted to get the two of you on talking about this. The Humane Society put out a video which has led to this, among others, which has led to this massive beef recall, 143 million pounds of beef. It's enough to stack hamburgers from Los Angeles to New York. And the Competitive Enterprise Institute then came out with a press release blasting or questioning the motives of the Humane Society. So, Lena, let me toss it to you first, since you were making the charges against the Humane Society. What's your take on this?
Well, first of all, there were no health concerns about this recall. So it's a big scare tactic, I think, for U.S. consumers. Nobody's gotten sick from this. And I was also a little bit shocked that the Humane Society sat on this for 6 weeks while they were finishing up their documentary, because if they were concerned about the health of these animals and if they were concerned about the health of the humans that were getting this meat, I would call USDA and get that plant shut down right away. But that's me, you know?
Okay. Before we go to Paul, just two quick questions. One, My understanding is that the big issue with downer animals, cows that are so sick or incapable of walking across that magic white line there before they walk into the slaughterhouse, is that they may have bovine spongiform encephalopathy, BSE, also known as mad cow disease, and that can take a year, 5 years, a decade, 20 years to show up in a human. So we have no idea how many people might have gotten sick if a BSE-infected cow was one of those downer cows.
But the footage that, and Paul, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but as far as I could, get from the USDA paper, was that all of these cattle had gone through the health inspection already. So all of those downer cows should already be taken out of the food supply. And the cows that we see on that video are the cows that went down while in the holding pen and could not get back up.
Okay, so Paul, why did it take 6 weeks for the Humane Society to put this video out and put a stop to this? And what's the story with the downer cows?
Sure. Well, first let me just explain for those who aren't familiar. Essentially, what happened is that the Humane Society of the United States had one of our investigators employed in a Southern California dairy cow slaughter plant. And he was employed there for about 6 weeks documenting the conditions that these animals were subjected to. And the conditions were horrific. Crippled cows were being tortured on a daily basis. Workers on the video can be seen kicking cows, ramming them with the blades of a forklift, jabbing them in the eyes, electrocuting them, even waterboarding them, all in an attempt to get these crippled cows to march to their own death inside of the slaughter plant. Yeah, at least one case, there was a worker who used a high-pressured hose forcing it up the nostrils and down the mouth of a cow, yelling, "Get up or die, get up or die." And you can watch this on the video. Now, second of all, the assertion made that there are no health concerns and that no downers went into the food supply is not only wrong, it's also contradictory of what USDA itself says. I mean, we need to just look at the facts. The USDA even has an op-ed in today's issue of the Tennessean in which it explicitly says that it now acknowledges that downers at this plant went into the human food supply chain. We shouldn't come on to radio shows and make allegations that have no basis in factual reality. And finally, on the issue of the sitting on the information, little could be further from the truth. After our investigator was done with his investigation, we categorized all of the footage, dozens of hours of investigative footage, and we gave it over almost immediately to the authorities in San Bernardino County, California, and asked them to charge the culpable parties with criminal animal cruelty. They specifically asked us. The prosecutor said, "Please do not go public with this while we are conducting our investigation." Mm-hmm. And that's when time began elapsing, and eventually we said, "This is getting out of control. We shouldn't be waiting this long. We need to turn this over to the public." And that's when we gave it to people like Dr. Temple Grandin, who is an expert in cattle handling, and to the USDA before we released it to the public, and then to the public. So, I mean, for those who want to try to criticize the people who exposed this cruelty that was going on, all I would say is that the USDA should not be relying on private animal welfare charities such as the Humane Society of the United States to be doing their job for them, and that includes not only preventing the egregious cruelty that was forced upon these crippled cows, but also preventing them from going into the human food supply chain, which the USDA admits happened.
Paul and Lena, this leads us to a larger issue. And, Lena, if you want to rebut or respond to any of that, you're welcome to. And maybe you can incorporate it into your response to this, because I think that the larger issue here is that the beef industry spent $41 million in the last 10 years lobbying for deregulation. $41 million. And 80% of that money went to Republican politicians, by the way. And the Bush administration, as a consequence of some of that $41 million that was spent over the last 10 years, in 2002, killed a proposal that was in the U.S. Senate that would have prevented meatpackers from using downer cattle. It actually killed this thing. And this is 5 months before we actually discovered BSE, mad cow disease, in Washington State. Then in May of 2003, Congress again blocked a ban like this, again largely as a consequence of this funding. In fact, a San Jose Mercury News story found that those members of the House of Representatives from California who voted against the ban received five times as much money in campaign contributions from the beef and dairy industry as those who voted for the ban. The National Cattlemen's Association, Mary Waters, is now the Deputy Secretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs at USDA. Dr. Chuck Lambert, who was owned a giant hog farm called Infinity LLC, is now the Deputy Secretary of State. Jim Mosley is the Deputy Secretary of State, or Agriculture. Chuck Lambert is the Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. He was the Chief Economist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Mary Waters, the Assistant Secretary for Congressional Relations at USDA, was the Senior Director and Legislative Counsel for ConAgra Food. It seems to me like USDA has become a wholly owned subsidiary of the beef industry, the Republican Party, another arm of them, and, you know, which I'm guessing you would defend as free speech by corporations, Lena?
Well, I mean, I'm not here to defend neither the Republican Party nor the government, since I'm a fan of neither of them. But there are two things that I want to get to. First of all, we have not let down our cattle into our food supply since the ban in 1997 when we discovered the mad cow disease. So the fact that down our cows got in here was after they had passed the health inspection, and these were cows that went down while in the holding pen. They should not have gotten in there, and that is correct, which is why the beef was recalled in the first place. But there are still, this is a class 2 recall, so let's not even go into that part. But, you know, I would rather have people like the Humane Society of the U.S. do the health inspections and the humanity inspections, because they're so much better at it than the government.
Wait a minute. The Humane Society, we have no standards for the Humane Society. I don't get to vote for a legislator who's going to hold the Humane Society accountable. The only way that I can force the Humane Society to do anything is to offer or withhold a contribution, which isn't going to force them to do anything. We're talking about the difference between a government regulatory agency that's accountable to we the people versus a voluntary charity, and you want the voluntary charity to be regulating the quality of food our children are eating?
And Tom, let me just say here also, I mean, first of all, obviously it's not the Humane Society of the United States' job to be inspecting these plants. At the same time, the assertion that we haven't let down our cows into the food supply, again, not only goes against the current statement from USDA on this case, but the USDA's own Office of the Inspector General issued a report a couple years ago that found that, in fact, downers were still getting into the food supply. And, in fact, not only did the Office of the Inspector General for USDA find that, but it also found that at one slaughter plant in Iowa, while cows were being abused, USDA's inspectors were sleeping. They were playing computer games, and they were eating meat.
Well, see, this plays into Lena's argument that you guys should be doing the inspection instead of the government.
Well, you know, I appreciate the compliment from her on that, but I think that Americans generally expect their government to work for them. And in this case, it's clear, even according to the USDA's own self-investigative
So, Lena, we just have a few seconds left.
The government did not work. Karen, that's sort of the point I'm trying to make. The government should not be involved in oversight of the food supply.
But isn't it that it didn't work?
They suck at it.
Yeah, but isn't it that they suck at it because they're underfunded and because you have an administration that doesn't believe in it?
No, I think they suck at it because it's not a natural thing for the government to do. The beef processors
should be doing
actually should be paying for the service, and whether they pay the Humane Society or another private organization.
Lena, we're out of time. But we're out of time. People can read about it at CEI.org and HSUS.org. Thank you both.
Tom Hartman, helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy at 7 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 10, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. I've been telling you for a while now how great the Shark Steam Mop is, and if you haven't picked one up yet, you really need to. It's the easiest, fastest, and best way to deep clean the floors in your home. There's no mess that the Shark Steam Mop can't handle, and it works on all types of floor surfaces. I love this thing. You can even try the Shark Steam Mop risk-free for 60 days, and if you don't love it, they'll send you your money back. Get yours today. Call 1-800-733-1106. That's 800-733-1106, or visit sharkhomecare.com.
Pick up the phone and speak your mind.
I am furious at the superdelegate stuff.
If the superdelegates sway the election from the will of the people, the Democratic Party is going to have a big problem.
That is not democracy.
Sounds like the cigar smoke in the back rooms. Ragamuffin that I am, I don't need experts to go take my vote and put it where they want it.
Got opinions? Call in at 866-303-2270. Speak, shout, or yell. We'll listen.
With the complexity of our tax laws, becoming a once-a-year tax expert isn't practical and could be a costly mistake. At Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, there's only one correct result for an individual's income tax return, the one that yields the lowest legitimate tax. At Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, tax preparation is actually a pleasant experience. Be served by a true professional. Expect a pleasant, private atmosphere. Be treated with respect and courtesy. In other words, work with a progressive.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and CEO of Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services. It was a pleasure working with so many fellow progressives last tax season. I look forward to working again with the KPHX community to solve and resolve all their tax needs in 2007.
Call 623-561-6172 for an appointment. Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, 623-561-6172. This week on Ruben Romero's Out and About.
And so, we both discuss about who will be president of U.S. after 2008.
Well, I guess whoever pays the most money.
Just because your show is somewhat loosely based on politics does not make you Bill f***ing Maher, okay?
You stay next to your phone, because the next time you hear from me, I'm going to bring you an offer.
Would I really trade this all just for the fame and fortune of selling out in the mainstream? I don't know.
Ruben Romero's Out and About, every Saturday night at 7.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
And now, a news editor at a major network.
I'm thinking we need 5 more stories talking about how the Republican senator from Arizona is not conservative enough. Hey, look, the right wing hates him. And we need to get that out there, I think. I'm not sure if you noticed, but the right wing really doesn't get a lot of media exposure. They don't get their fair shake. And it's my job to let America know what these people are thinking. Because say what you want about them, but the right wing knows how to pick presidents. They really do. I mean, the last guy they gave us, he was the bomb.
1480 KPHX.
In more ways than one. Yeah, I get it. Very funny.
The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Berrios at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
Absolutely free to choose. I mean, this is really the issue here. It's like, what are we doing about the commons? What do you, you know, this libertarian worldview, by the way, speaking of libertarian worldviews in politics, it's being reported right now that Mitt Romney might re-enter the Republican race. One of his sons just told the Los Angeles Times that he's considering re-entering the race following on the revelations of John McCain's possible affair, if you want to spin it sexually, or possible corruption, if you want to spin it the way I think it really should be spun. John McCain, the most lawyered up is the lawyer phrase. I don't know what the phrase is for lobbyist up, you know, or something like that. Lobbied up. There you go. We're going to have to invent some language here of all of the candidates on both sides. But in any case, back to the question. The real question here is, who's in charge of the commons? Who's looking out for all of us? Who's looking out for our interests? And the libertarian suggestion that is put forward by quote, conservative think tanks or libertarian think tanks, generally is, and candidates like Ron Paul, generally is, and some are, and many Republicans, is, well, you know, people ought to be able to figure these things out themselves. We're in favor of freedom. Freedom of choice. Let people decide if they want to eat beef from a downer cow or not. It might be cheaper. Maybe they want to save some money. The problem is, if we were a nation of little towns and communities. I mean, in some ways, actually, this is where Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton diverged. And Jefferson was far more libertarian on these kind of things than was Hamilton, who thought that there should be government regulation and government support and high tariffs and things. And frankly, and this is one of those areas where Hamilton was right and Jefferson was wrong, in my opinion. And because Jefferson was looking at the United States as a bunch of small local agricultural communities, which by and large we were at the time. Hamilton was looking forward into the future and seeing us as an industrial superpower, which made Jefferson shudder. He thought, you know, he didn't want us to be like London, you know, with all the poverty and you know, the Dickensian stories. But here we are. We're an industrial superpower. We have fulfilled Alexander Hamilton's vision. And now because we don't have small local communities, you don't know where your beef comes from. Assuming that you eat it. I haven't eaten beef in 40 years or longer, but you know, there are people out there who eat the stuff. And I'm telling you, if you eat beef or any other kind of meat, you don't know where it came from. For that matter, if you eat vegetables, I eat vegetables. I don't know where they came from. You know, we have these E. coli outbreaks from stuff that came in from Chile or something. It's what? I'm getting lettuce from Chile? In the country. So anyhow, the question is, how do we protect this stuff? How do we make sure that we're all safe in a world where, or in a nation, certainly in a world by and large, but particularly in a nation where the economic system is set up to give arguably an advantage to predators? If somebody can figure out, at least over the short term, if somebody can figure out how to game the system, they will win over the short term. And this is where the whole libertarian argument breaks down, is the whole issue of harm. Yes, they will say, when somebody does something wrong, when somebody does something that is fraudulent, for example, selling BSE-infected, mad cow-infected beef as healthy beef, if they do that, then after the fact, you can convict them of fraud. But in the meantime, you got a bunch of people who are going to get early onset Alzheimer's, or mad cow disease, or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, there's no way to prevent that harm. If we collectively want to prevent harm from happening, and we know these are real harms out there, and we know that there are slick operators, there are exploiters among us who will take advantage of those harms and will internalize the profits and externalize onto the rest of society the costs. The cost being the cost of health care and taking care of people and the loss of productivity and everything else, then we, the people, have to say, okay, we're going to take responsibility for this. And if the USDA isn't working, then we, the people, have to say, damn it, we want a U.S. Department of Agriculture that is doing inspections, that does do the work. And if they're not, if they're goofing off, if they're asleep at the switch, just like FEMA was asleep at the switch down in New Orleans, and it is the direct consequence of an administration that is saying, you know, we just don't believe in this government stuff. We just don't think it's a good idea. We just, you know, as Ronald Reagan said,
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah, see, if you subscribe to that worldview and the government that's running this, and so they cut back on inspectors and they can legislation that, or do away with legislation or signing statement it to death, whatever legislation that would make the protections even stronger. If that's what you're going to do, then of course you're going to break those agencies, and then you can point at them and say, see, they're broken. Government shouldn't be doing that. We should have voluntary organizations doing that. Or we should have organizations that are being paid for by private industry doing that. And I tell you, history shows that when private industry is paying another part of private industry to be their oversight, well, for example, the bond rating agencies looking at the mortgages, the subprime mortgages that are being bundled as securities and saying, oh, yeah, that's a AAA security. Grease my palm, please. What you see is that when the watchdogs have as their first motive profit, rather than the public good, then very, very often, surprise, profit wins and the public good gets screwed. 28 minutes past the hour.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Have you joined AARP?
Give me one good reason why I should.
You receive AARP the magazine, the AARP bulletin, access to the AARP website. You can save at thousands of hotels, motels, and resorts worldwide. Save on airfares, cruises, auto rentals, and vacation packages. AARP confronts age discrimination by employers. AARP works to strengthen Social Security and protect pension and retirement funds. Become eligible for AARP-endorsed homeowners, auto, and life insurance. Get access to reasonably priced long-term care insurance and group health insurance. Pharmacy services with convenient delivery to your mailbox. Access to a reduced-fee legal services network. Save on shoes, gifts, videos, and other products. You can join when you turn 50. Save on home security, online service subscriptions, emergency towing through the AARP motoring plan and other services. All for $12.50 a year.
That is one good reason to join.
Hurry. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599. To join for only $12.50 a year. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm Ed Donahue. Sales of existing homes dropped in January to the lowest level in almost a decade. Also, the median price of a home dropped again. Economist Adam York says the worst may be to come.
We got a little bit of a slowdown and decline here, but we wouldn't suggest that this is a bottoming out and that we'd see a bottom anytime in the near term.
Classes are back in session at Northern Illinois University for the first time since the deadly shootings on campus. The student walked by where it happened, Cole Hall.
I thought that maybe if I walked by it again and took a look at it, it would kind of help with the healing process, help move on.
The penalty phase of Bobby Cutts Jr.'s murder trial is underway in Canton, Ohio. The prosecution's case to the jury is very clear.
The maximum sentence that is provided by law, a sentence of death on each count, should be your verdict in this case.
Cutts was convicted of killing his pregnant girlfriend. Early ratings numbers show last night's Oscars telecast was a dud. Nielsen says the ratings are 14% lower than the least watched Oscar ceremony ever. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camel View Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Do you want to hold your nose and vote for a Democrat who won't give you everything you want, or not vote at all and get a Republican who won't give you anything you want and give you a lot of things you wish you'd never had?
Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays, noon to 2 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
mom wiping away a tear as you walk down the aisle. Your maid of honor speech wishing you eternal happiness. Your first dance as husband and wife. If you're newly engaged and planning your wedding, call Serendipity Videography to capture your wedding day on video. At Serendipity Videography, they are Emmy Award-winning videographers who tell the story of your wedding day with emotion. They capture and deliver an unforgettable wedding film you will adore watching every wedding anniversary. Serendipity Videography are photojournalists that tell a story by capturing on video the sights and sounds of the moments that mean the most to you on your wedding day. Serendipity Videography specializes in wedding videos and corporate videos. Check out serendipityvideography.com to see examples of their wedding films or call them at 602-380-3869. Serendipity Videography, Emmy award-winning wedding videographers.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I guess he doesn't want me to play this again either about John McCain. Okay.
I'm old and I'm not happy. Everything today is improved and I don't like it.
It's not a promise of hope. It's a platitude.
I hate it.
The old man is down the road.
Platypuses. I hate him.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour. Welcome back. I guess our question for the hour.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Hey, where's the beef?
You tell him, Clara. Where's the beef from? Alan, where's the beef in the Clinton campaign? Where's the beef in the Obama campaign? Where's the beef in the John McCain campaign? And is Mitt Romney going to rise up like Freddy Krueger and come back? Actually, I don't know. I've never seen a Freddy Krueger movie, so maybe that's not the best metaphor, but, you know, like in the old, the Mummy Returns, right? Is that what's happened? 866-303-2270, our telephone number. A lot on the table that we've been discussing here throughout the last hour and a half or so. David in Blaine, Washington. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Oh, you mean Willard Romney? Anyway.
Yes, yeah, Willard Romney.
You know, I think everybody, if they're going to eat choosy meat, should buy organic grass-fed cows that are treated really well up to their death.
And grown locally or raised
yes.
locally.
Yeah. Yes, and there's a lot that's local. People just, you know, dig around the local organic food house. But anyways, you know, the clip of Hillary saying that we need to choose a president who doesn't just rely on words but work, she didn't even bother to vote on the Senate vote 2 weeks ago, giving the telecom companies immunity, yeah. which is now stalled in the House.
David
McCain voted to give immunity, and the lobbyist that McCain was involved with was a telecom lobbyist.
Yeah, that's the big deal. I mean, whether or not Hillary was voting or whether or not Obama was voting, I mean, I could find votes of both of theirs that I object to. But, you know, I'm not going to, at this point in time, you know, let's let the campaigns go up against each other rather than us. I mean, you're welcome to weigh in with your preference, and your preference is apparent. But yeah, McCain's corruption is with a telecom lobbyist, and that's certainly something that we should all be talking about. David in Portland, Oregon. Hey, David. Another David?
Hello.
David? Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Good to talk to you. Really enjoy the show.
Thank
Listen,
you.
Just a couple of quick observations, and then I'll get to the meat of it. It's kind of a treat for you today. You're talking to a Republican in the People's Republic of Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And so that kind of puts my comments in perspective.
I should note, David, that in the five counties that make up the metro area of Portland, three of them went for Bush in the last two elections.
Yeah, I apologize about that.
This is not entirely a blue area. It's a rather purple area.
Yeah, well, it's out there in the suburbs. But anyway, I want to encourage my fellow Republicans to vote for Ike in the May primary here in Oregon. Eisenhower in 2008, he's our man.
There
Let's take the party back from the American Taliban.
There you go. Okay. That's
I mean,
good.
We got our choice. We got to vote for either a dead man or a dead man walking. So, take your choice.
Well said, David. Thank you very much. The most articulate Republican in the city of Portland, Oregon. Noah in Modesto, California. Hey, Noah, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. I had some really important news that I wanted to share with you and your audiences. As you know, because of the economic meltdown here in the state of California, the state of California has decided to pass a budget slash, as a result this weekend, the Modesto School Board of Supervisors has decided to cut $12 million in services at our local schools, and the services cut will include cutting of librarians, nurses, after-school programs, music classes, many programs for low-income children, and it's a big concern for us. I wanted to get your take on how are we going to tackle this issue.
This is the ongoing Republican war against the commons. The commons is an idea that has been well understood since the founding of this country. Ben Franklin organized one of the first public libraries, one of the first public fire departments in Philadelphia. I mean, we have long understood that we are a nation of barn builders and communities and people who look out for each other, rather than a nation of selfish libertarians who think that if mine, first and only is the primary motivation of everybody, that ultimately somehow that's going to be good for society. But that latter mentality has severely infected, through organizations like the Cato Institute and whatnot, these libertarian think tanks, severely infected the Republican Party. It's very seductive.
What would you recommend for us as a community? Who do we contact? Would you recommend contacting first to tackle this issue?
Well, Modesto, obviously you need to talk to your local elected officials, your city council or town council or community, whatever it's called in your community, and or mayor. And also, you might want to think about running some good people for office, maybe even yourself. Get involved with the local party. If these are partisan offices, then get involved with the Democratic or Republican parties and say, hey, I want to have a say in this. If they're nonpartisan offices, then get involved with the campaigns. Find good people. Get them out there. Get them working. We really see this process work well here in Portland, by the way, particularly since Eric Sten, God bless him, got through voter-owned elections. And so we have election by the people, and there's when corporate money comes in, it gets balanced, and it's just a fine thing. Thanks a lot for the call. John in North Hollywood, California. Hey, John, listening on K-Talk. What's up?
Hi. All the issues about the meat quality and beef quality and the treatment of cattle, it reminds me of how everything in this government seems to be mistreating and treating the people of this country like cattle. And I just want us to realize that we do have the responsibility, because we're made responsible for all these mistakes. And we do have the power already. We've just ceded control to a bunch of shysters and a bunch of criminals. And we just need to, as you say, Tom, take it back, or find it for once, find the control of this country.
Yeah.
For
get
once
out, get out
in
there and,
history.
Yeah, get out there and get involved. The long history of regulation, of oversight, of what the Republicans refer to as big government, what I think we should appropriately refer to as government of, by, and for we the people, that works for we the people, that is here for we the people. We need to go back to it. We need to take it back. You're absolutely right. Mary in Huntsville, Alabama. Hey, Mary.
Yes. First of all, I love your program, mostly because I know whatever I hear from you is based on facts and truth. I know if I repeat it, it's not just going to be hearsay. Thank you for that. But I want to tell your listeners that what's going on here in Alabama, you covered it in depth, and I thank you for that. However,
you're talking about the Don Siegelman story.
Is the Don Siegelman story on CBS 60 Minutes.
Right, last night.
We, unfortunately, nationwide, when anybody hears Alabama, they think Bubba's down here. Well, this is also the place where the rocket scientists are for NASA.
You're right.
And the thing with this story is that it's got the fingerprints of Karl Rove and George Bush all over it. Our our Republican governor at present, who supposedly won over Don Siegelman, is a really good longtime buddy of George Bush and Karl Rove.
Karl Rove was a consultant to his campaign.
Correct.
Mary, you live in Huntsville, Alabama. Did the CBS show, was it blacked out on your station last night?
Completely blacked out. We
Amazing.
Were just furious.
Just that segment of 60 Minutes?
Yeah.
What did the screen go black, or did they play old Lawrence Welk reruns, or what?
What happened was we turned on the program. It was blacked out almost immediately. There was a little bit of sound for a minute or so. Then that went out, too. The last maybe 2 minutes of the presentation made it on the air. The station, we called the station immediately, said, what in the heck is going on? And they gave us a stupid excuse. I mean, it was so lame. It was ridiculous. And
so the screen was just black?
The screen was black.
For 12 minutes?
For 12 minutes. And wow. If you turned it on afterwards, you know, it made no sense to anybody who hasn't been following the story.
Yeah.
Consequently, the station told us that thousands of people were calling in to complain. Amazing here in Alabama, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Thousands, they said that. And the station, by the way, is owned by the Bass family, who own Harkin Energy,
right.
Big supporters and donors.
Harkin Energy that used to be owned in part by George W. Bush.
Correct.
Yeah.
Strange.
What a series of odd coincidences.
Yes.
Mary, thank you for the heads up, and thanks for letting us know. And once again, contact CBS. Tell them, A, dig deeper into this story. There's more that you haven't covered. And, B, get on your Alabama affiliates and tell them to replay the story, maybe even during the evening news or something. I mean, they really need...
They did replay it, I think, because so many thousands called in. They did replay it, but it was at the crucial time during the Academy Awards at 10:20 at night when nobody's
right.
watching
right.
local news. You know,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
when they replayed it.
That's...
we're really hoping people call their congressman. I mean, I think this is going to... This could be a crucial point to bring the Bush administration down.
I think this is clear evidence of crimes coming right out of the White House. You know, Karl Rove in charge of this thing. And the thing that 60 Minutes didn't even talk about last night that I hope that they'll get into in future ones is the theft of that election by Bob Riley and his buddies overnight. Now, you know, Don Siegelman went to bed that night as the sitting Democratic governor, and the election results were in, and they showed that he had won the election. And during the middle of the night, the Republican who was in charge of one of the voting precincts, with no observers, with no Democrats in the room, suddenly says, oh, hey, look it, we just found 13,000 extra votes. I guess Bob Riley won instead of Don Siegelman. And that's what Don Siegelman was raising a stink about, so they threw his butt in prison at the behest of Karl Rove. Let 60 Minutes know that you want to hear more about this. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media.
3 hours a day.
5 days a week.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
It's GameStop's biggest tournament ever. Better start training.
Look down into some one-arm push-ups. It's the fight of your life.
The date, March 8th. The game, Nintendo Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
All the elves and the apes and the turtle things got their eyes on the prize.
Grand prize, an LCD TV, $5,000 cash, and more. Details at GameStop.com/smash.
Then pre-order your copy today. Power to the player.
No purchase required. Only U.S. resident, 13 and up.
Boy, we're prohibited.
I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice then. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333, we'll name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333. That's 800-282-3333 for the hottest gift.
I'm talking with Business Neat. Paul, I'm getting overwhelmed trying to fill out my own income tax form. Can Business Neat help me, or do I need to be a business owner?
Viva, we can help you and all others like you. Although Business Needs is Arizona's number one executive financial tax service for small and medium-sized companies and sole proprietorships, we also provide tax preparation for individuals. We believe that even individuals should not have to pay more money than they need to, or should they have to pay tax prep franchises a lot of money for doing nothing. To give back to the community of Business Needs, we will do your 1040A or EZs for $20, or your 1040s for under $100. We'll even e-file, which is the rapid refund, your return for you. You could get your return within 2 weeks. Visit BusinessNeedsAZ.com to review our many services. Call 602-595-5210 or call BusinessNeedsAZ.com. Remember, why pay more? That's Business Needs, 602-595-5210.
Hi, folks. Bill Einelli, broker-owner of Einelli & Associates. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 for Real Estate Matters. We break down the market like no other show in the valley. Special guest, news you can use, the email bag. Name that tune, and your phone calls are all part of the number one real estate show in Arizona. Real Estate Matters, Saturday mornings at 11 on 1480 KPHX.
How do you grow your business without you always saying how great you are? I'm Jan Ziff, CEO and co-founder of Successes.com, and here's the answer. Let your customers do the talking. Imagine if your potential clients could hear direct from a happy and satisfied customer just how great your services are without hearing it from you. Our solution to spreading that word is compelling testimonials and case studies from your repeat and loyal clients. Ready for your website, for example, or an ad campaign, we'll tell the story of your business success through the solutions you've brought to them. No matter what your company does, from accounting to waste management, if you've got contented clients, we can help you grow. And in a recession, building on the good name you have is a sure foundation for success. Call me, Jan Ziff, on 480-993-0913 or visit our website at successes.com. That's 480-993-0913 or www.successes.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
It was surreal watching Bush 41 endorse McCain, since both Bush 41 and John McCain are equally hated by your typical neocon right-wing dribbling freakoid like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, who are, if anything, typical.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
How about the magic of saving some lives? We're going to go March 10th. We're heading off to Africa. Ellen Ratner and I, and a couple other folks, Rusty Humphreys, Joe Madison, a few others. My son, Justin, is going along with us. And we're going to go into Darfur, and we're going to be taking a couple of tons of food, these called Sacks of Hope, they're called. And we put up a link over at TomHartman.com today where you can link off this thing and give $50 as the donation to basically, you know, provide for the sustenance for a person or a family, a small group of people for a while. And Ellen, I understand, I was talking to Joe on the phone last week, and he said that our flight from Nairobi, Kenya, into the South Sudan, we're going to be in the back, in the cargo compartment, along with a couple of tons of food, the cargo compartment of a 30-year-old Soviet cargo plane with no windows, and our seatbelt is that we're going to be tied at waist and chest to a vertical pole against their a rib in the side of the airplane. Are you looking forward to this?
Like I've sort of done stuff like that with the military, so I'm kind of used to it.
I haven't done that, but I've been in some pretty grim circumstances, and
this is going to be grim.
So
I can't wait to get a picture of you in that circumstance.
It'll be interesting, and we will be doing our show live on March 14th, the satellite phone gods willing,
from Darfur, from the Darfur region, via satellite phone from Africa. You and I, we will be on the air on this program and a couple of others. This is a good thing. I think it's a real good thing.
Yeah, I talked to Senator Sanders the other day, and he was very excited that you're going and that I'm going. And he's dying to hear about the trip, and said he even wants to get in the air with us while we're over there.
Yeah, Bernie's a real adventurer. Well, he's done a fair amount of checking out the world himself, and it's not just like Tom DeLay, let's go to the resort spots. But in any case, what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now?
The big news, of course, is that the White House is fighting this FISA thing morning, noon, and night. Today, Dana Perina said that if the Democratic leadership would let the Senate bill on the House floor, it would pass. She focused on immunity, saying without immunity for the telecom companies, there's no program. She was asked about today's Washington Post op-ed that said the White House was using scare tactics. She said the term scare tactics must poll well because the Democrats are using it a lot. And then,
maybe it's just true.
Our very own Jay Tamboli, and he's an attorney by trade, asked her after the briefing about whether the surveillance court, why not just try and use some of the alternatives offered by the Senate, such as asking the FISA court to rule on whether the companies had acted in good faith. He said her eyes glazed over a bit, and she said the House should just take up the Senate bill.
So, in other words, they don't want the judiciary involved in this at all. You know, I have been corresponding for some time with, I'm not going to out this guy, so no details, but with an executive with one of the major networks, let's just leave it at that, who said that, in an email to me today, said that it is mind-boggling the number of news releases that they're getting out of the White House, many of them through back channels, many of them going to individuals, all of them saying the same thing, that this telecom immunity, this immunity has to be passed. I mean, there's just he said he's never in his entire career never seen anything like it. The White House is frantic. Frantic was the word he used, frantic about this.
Well, they're going to have to do some negotiation because Pelosi does not seem to want to just take up the Senate bill. She said she wants it to go to conference and she wants it discussed in conference.
Yep. And this is where now is a good time to call Nancy Pelosi's office and call your member of the House of Representatives and say, good on you for not going along with the Senate bill. We're here with you. We've got your back. And hold on tight and don't give in. We should not say to companies that have broken the law knowingly. I mean, you had at least one company that said, no, I'm not going to break the law and refused to do it. You're not going to say to companies that have broken the law knowingly, along with an administration that broke the law knowingly, that we'll give you guys a pass. We're going to throw, all these people who are smoking pot in jail, but you guys, you get to pass. No.
Well, particularly because there were telecom companies that did not take.
Yeah, yeah.
And where's their reward?
Right. Well, Quest, I think, was the one. That said no, and the reward is that their CEO is now in prison.
Yeah, well.
And
I don't know if you saw the Siegelman thing on
I think it, I did. I think it's the same thing. I think it's a politically motivated prosecution.
And Brad, on his Brad blog, this morning showed that, in fact, they had technical problems for the first 15 minutes of it,
in Alabama. Yeah, we had a caller. We had a caller from Huntsville, Alabama, who said she watched her TV screen go black for 12 minutes.
Right.
And there was nothing there. And then,
I wonder who was behind that.
Yeah, well, she said that the TV station is owned by the Bass family, which owns Harkin Oil, which used to be George Bush's company, and they're big donors to his campaign. I'm passing along hearsay at this point, but this is what a caller from Alabama said. So who knows? I don't know. It's pretty mind-boggling. By the way, it is being reported that Mitt Romney's thinking of getting back into the race.
I saw that. I mean,
what do you think?
Give me a break. Well, I write for the right-wing columnist WorldNet Daily, and today's column has to do with the 1860 convention and how Lincoln was able to pull it out, being really fourth choice almost.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he probably thinks that somehow if McCain doesn't wind up with every one of those delegates, that he can somehow come in and save the day.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. Do you think that he actually thinks that?
I think the guy's right out of his mind.
Yeah. Well, but he's got $400 million.
Point, when you have $500 million and you've been governor of a state, I think you're kind of delusional. People often who get money become pretty delusional about their ability and their power and why they're there. Often it's luck, but they don't see it that way. They see that they have somehow been granted some special powers.
Right, sort of like George W. Bush saying that God ordained him for the job, and you know this is his mission from God was to invade Iraq.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. If you want information about the trip that Ellen and I are going on to Darfur on March 10th, you can get it over at tomhartman.com. I'm assuming you'll have something at talkradionews.com, Ellen?
We're going to take your thing and do the same thing.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks, Ellen.
You're in the Democracy Zone.
Democracy
with
Zone.
Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
It's GameStop's biggest tournament ever. Better start training.
Look down into some one-arm push-ups. It's the fight of your life.
The date, March 8th. The game, Nintendo Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
All the elves and the apes and the turtle things got their eyes on the prize.
Grand prize, an LCD TV, $5,000 cash and more. Details at GameStop.com/smash.
Then pre-order your copy today.
Power to the player.
No purchase required. Only new U.S. residents 13 and up.
Void where prohibited.
Reason number 9 to switch to GEICO. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance. It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with GEICO. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology. Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Wasabi Room at Maley's Thai Bistro Desert Ridge is known for sensational sushi dishes. Try Maley's addictive Hawaii 5-0, a peanut-encrusted seared tuna featuring a sweet miso and chili sauce served sashimi style. Or try another of Maley's savory morsels, the Wahoo Roll, a succulent Hawaiian white fish wrapped with cucumber and avocado, topped with fresh sliced strawberries and drizzled with ponzu sauce. Or for a jaw-dropper, try the Tootsie Roll. It's filled with cream cheese, perfectly broiled fresh water eel, red crab meat, and asparagus. For more delicious dishes, call Maley's Desert Ridge at 480-342-9220. That's 480-342-9220.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. President Bush steps up his call for new terror surveillance rules.
With the broad powers they passed last year now expired, the president's telling lawmakers they're imperiling the nation's ability to keep tabs on terrorists abroad.
To put it bluntly, if the enemy is calling to America, we really need to know what they're saying.
But top Democrats writing in the Washington Post accuse Bush of scare tactics and political games, saying the eavesdropping can continue at least through August. Renewal of the rules is hung up over Bush's demand to shield telecom companies from lawsuits over their help in post-9/11 wiretaps. Mark Smith at the White House.
A blunt assessment today about the campaign from GOP frontrunner John McCain. Talking with reporters on his campaign bus in Ohio, McCain said that to win the White House, he must convince a war-weary country U.S. policy in Iraq is succeeding, and if he can't, he will lose. Hillary Clinton's focus today was also foreign policy. In a speech in Washington, she presented the differences between herself and Barack Obama.
He wavers from seeming to believe that mediation and meetings without preconditions can solve some of the world's most intractable problems, to advocating rash unilateral military action without cooperation from our allies in the most sensitive region of the world.
Clinton says the country needs a president who knows how to deploy both the olive branch and the arrows. Clinton's lead in the polls in Ohio over Barack Obama is getting smaller. She now leads him in that state by about 11 percentage points. Perhaps some closure for the families of Americans missing in the Korean War. China has now agreed to open records that might reveal what happened to thousands of U.S. servicemen. The slowdown in housing continued in January. Sales of existing homes fell to their lowest level in nearly a decade. On Wall Street at this hour, some modest gains and losses, the Dow up by 45 points. This is AP Radio News. A jury has been hearing emotional testimony today in Ohio as it considers a sentence for Bobby Cutts. He was convicted of killing his pregnant girlfriend. Three relatives of the former police officer testified today that he was a devoted father. For the first time since a shooting rampage, classes are being held again today at Northern Illinois University. The AP's Mark Carlson reports there is a feeling it's time to move on.
The campus message here the university has adopted is forward, together forward. And the students and faculty and everybody are continuing to move forward because they can't let this moment paralyze them. They have to continue learning and continue being a Northern Illinois University Husky.
A diver in Florida died after being bitten by a shark off the coast of that state. The victim was attacked while he was diving off a commercial boat about 50 miles east of Fort Lauderdale. He has not been identified, but he is known to have been a 50-year-old man. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Super 8. Whether you still need to drive 8 more miles or 8 more hours, Super 8 is the one number you can always count on for a great night's rest. Go to Super8.com. See you along the way.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
We're talking to business needs. Paul, I'm worried about a recession. How can you help?
You should be, and yes, we can help. Business Needs takes common businesses and transform them into successful and secure companies. Every great success begins with a vision and is followed by a plan. Just entering data in a QuickBooks program and then transferring that limited information in a QuickBooks tax program is not enough and not smart, especially today. What if you could increase your profits 20, 30, 50, or even 100%? It's possible. Call today for an analysis, which will identify areas where breakthrough results can be achieved. Visit our website, businessneedsaz.com, to review our many services. We work for your success at very affordable prices, and we guarantee it. Call 602-595-5210 or businessneedsaz.com. Remember, 602-595-5210. Businesses do not plan to fail. They fail to plan. Business Needs. Why pay more?
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-622-6619. That's 1-800-622-6619. 1-800-622-6619.
We're back on Fox News. I'm Fox, and you should take me seriously because I kissed every ass on this network to get my job.
And I'm and my credibility's all in my hair product and breast implants.
You can trust the bubbleheads to inform you, or you can listen to the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
All right, let's take a shallow, oversimplified look at the news, broken down to create the most red state, blue state conflict.
But first, let's look at my boobs again.
1480 KPHX, it's radio for the rest of us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Zone with Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. What is the current status of liberal and conservative politics in the United States, of the liberal and conservative movements in the United States. Al Regnery is one of the real spectators and experts on this entire thing, publisher of The American Spectator, author of Upstream, The Ascendance of American Conservatism, and former president and publisher of Regnery Publishing, which has produced 22 New York Times bestsellers during his tenure. Alfred Regnery. Al, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tom. Nice to be with you.
And glad to have you. You have a new book out. It is called Upstream, The Ascendance of American Conservatism. Publisher of the American Spectator, it says right at the bottom, and a picture of Goldwater and Reagan on the cover. And I found this a fascinating book. Unlike, for example, Russell Kirk's book, which you referenced numerous times throughout the book, Kirk, you know, drilled deep into conservative philosophy. You cite Edmund Burke, for example, numerous times as well. You know, and Kirk's entire first chapter was on Edmund Burke. Goldwater was a big fan of. In fact, arguably Russell Kirk was the guy who got Goldwater to become who he was by the 60s. And speaking as someone who I call myself a liberal, and I have tremendous respect for Barry Goldwater. I campaigned for him in 1964. I was 13 years old.
Really?
And I've read Burke, and in particular Burke's debates with Thomas Paine, which I found particularly fascinating, and which led to Paine to write The Rights of Man, as I'm sure you know. And I've read Kirk, and I've read Goldwater, both of Goldwater's autobiographies. What I found about your book was that it was a great overview of kind of the history of the modern incarnations and reincarnations of the conservative movement. And what so baffles me about the modern conservative movement is how it could have gone from what you could arguably call principled conservatism, you know, sort of the Russell Kirk, even Edmund Burke form of what I would call an elite conservatism. You know, Burke was very distrustful of the rabble, of the masses, to Reagan, who had the largest number of administration officials convicted of corruption, who ran up the biggest budget deficits, who declared war on countries that were not a threat to us, who by any measure, who grew government faster than anybody in history and who ran up greater debt than anybody in history, was not a conservative. How does the conservative movement make that arc, and where are they going to end up now?
Well, I understand your question. I would differ with you on Reagan. I mean, Reagan's budget deficit was largely the Defense Department. And in terms of corruption, yeah, there was some, but it wasn't as much as many other administrations. But that's beside the point.
But, I mean, Reagan grew all the agencies for example, he put Bill Bennett in charge of education because Bill Bennett said he wanted to destroy the agency, and then Bennett made the agency larger.
The size of it, right?
Right.
Yeah, it is a very good question, and it's always problematic, I guess, to try to explain it. Maybe there isn't really an explanation, except for the fact that it's politics. And I guess whenever pure philosophical people get involved in politics, things change. I mean, politics is such a matter of compromises and deals and trying to get things done on the one hand, and you give up something on the other hand. I mean, that's just the way the system works, that I suppose it is probably almost always corrupting, not in the normal sense of people being paid off, but just corrupting intellectually and morally.
Well, you talk in your book about how in the 60s everybody thought William F. Buckley Jr. was going to be the great hope, you know, and he was a good guy. He used to love firing line. I quoted him extensively in one of my books. I've talked with him and quoted him with permission. And, you know, another genuine principled conservative back in the day when there were such things, I think. And yet, as you point out in his book, in your book, you say, you know, the conservative icon got 13% of the vote in the most liberal city in the country.
Right.
Could it be that the only way that conservatives can win in America is by doing what George Herbert Walker Bush did against Michael Dukakis, which is basically sloganeering? You know, oh, the guy, you know, with the Willie Horton stuff and, he, you know, flag burning and stuff, things that really have nothing to do with conservatism, or by, as Ronald Reagan did, actually being the worst kind of liberal.
Well, Reagan, though, ran on a very conservative platform. I mean, and you actually go back to Nixon, say, in both 68 and 72, ran on very conservative platforms, too.
But they didn't govern that way.
Conservative. You know, he wasn't a conservative at all. But right. He figured out that Nixon did, particularly, that he needed to do that in order to get elected. I think Reagan was or very principled conservative. I mean, as you read my chapter on Reagan, you go back and you look at what he was saying, even when he was a Democrat, when he called himself a liberal, it was pretty consistent with what he did. And basically he had, you know, a certain number of things that were very important to him. Number one was restoring a sound economy and restoring the principles of free markets. And, yeah, as a president, there's only so much you can do. The other was, of course, winning the Cold War. And we at least attribute a great deal of that to him. The third thing that he wanted to do was sort of restore people's faith in the presidency and in government generally. Of course, having come out of the Carter administration when things were really in horrible shape economically and were
but he was saying the opposite.
Malaise and that sort of thing. You know, and he did that not in order to make people think that government could do things for them, but basically to restore the whole system so that it worked more or less. And when he left office, he had accomplished those things. I mean, there were an awful lot of things that he didn't do because I think, and I served in his administration, that I remember sitting in meetings with him in the White House, and you talk about something other than his sort of three or four principles, and it didn't register. I mean, because those were things I think that he figured you just couldn't do. There were so many things that you could do as president, and so much time, and if you tried to do more things than that, you weren't going to get anything accomplished.
Yeah. Al, we could debate conservative good or bad, but I really didn't want this. And in fact, I would disagree with some of your characterizations of Reagan, including in your book. I mean, you know, Reagan's famous.
I've always felt the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
It's kind of inconsistent with the notion that he was there to restore faith in government. Mm-hmm. You know, for example. But I don't want to. I'm really curious about your take on some of these things, actually, because I think that this book is just a good, clean, honest evaluation of where the conservative movement's at, to a large extent. And you talk about, for example, later on in the book, page 336, upstream. You know, if conservatism lacked a consensus on the religious question, the input of political philosophers helped to keep the conversation in a fruitful direction. And then you get into Kirk and the sense of despondency and the coalitions of anti-collectivism was basic. You know, when you look at it in that context, it's almost like conservatism has always been a reactionary force rather than a proactive force in the United States. It's always been against collectivism, against the Soviet Union, against communism, against atheism, as it were. How does the conservative movement move forward? Even today, Bill Kristol, you know, in the New York Times, taking gratuitous pot shots at Barack Obama, they're all against. Where is the positive agenda in the conservative movement? I mean, even with abortion, it's like, you know, against abortion. Where is the positive movement?
It probably is largely outside of politics. I mean, in universities, for example, there's a great debate that goes on conservative principles, or into think tanks and writings and magazines and all those sorts of things.
But by and large, aren't those mostly libertarian debates these days?
No, I don't think so. Many of them are more than that. I mean, there's the debate on the Constitution, for example, I think is probably a very good positive debate. Obviously, conservatives take one position, liberals take a different position. But for the most part, I mean, if you go to a Federalist Society debate, for example, in a law school, you'll find, you know, a really good, pure discussion about how do you interpret the Constitution, or how do you interpret the Commerce Clause, or, you know, whatever it is.
But if you look at the records of Scalia and Rehnquist and you know, Alito and Roberts, a little newer, but just Scalia, for example, you find that these so-called originalist, conservative, strict constructionist judges have overturned more laws than happened during the Warren Court, which was a very liberal court. So arguably they're far more activists.
That may be because of what laws they were and the way they were enacted and the way that they applied to the Constitution. I mean, it's, you know, and what Scalia's point is, and what conservatives want in judges is not result-oriented people who are going to overturn a law they don't like. It's judges who will look at the Constitution, look at the law, apply it honestly, and say, "I can't stand what this law does, but nevertheless, I'm still going to let it stand." You know, that's the pure position. And and there are some judges that do that, certainly. There's some that probably don't. But again, courts are somewhat political as well.
Right.
I guess, you know.
Well, it's a fascinating look at the conservative movement, and I recommend it to my listeners. Upstream is the book, The Ascendance of American Conservatism. Al Regnery is the author. Al, thanks for dropping by today.
Thanks very much. Nice to be with you.
And is there a website for it, by the way, for
the book? There is, upstream2008.com.
Okay, great.
Available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all those places.
Yeah, fine bookstores near you. Indeed.
Great.
Al, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, Tom. Nice to be with you.
16 minutes past the hour.
Hartman Program, transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs a service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD, 888-690-3777.
This works. Call the number.
Call for your free CD now, 1-888-690-3777. 888-690-3777.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
Let's talk about mortgage insurance for a moment. Did you know that mortgage insurance is required on any loan above 80% of the equity on the home? That's right. As home values decline, the equity amount on your home will most likely decrease as well. As soon as it hits 80% of your loan amount, you'll be required to pay mortgage insurance on top of your current payment. Don't let an extra payment weigh you down. Now is the time to call 76 Mortgage to refinance out of that ARM into a low 30-year fixed before home values decline even more. 76 Mortgage can help you find out how much equity you have in your home, how close or far you are from that 80% mark, and save you hundreds of dollars on your monthly payment. For your free savings analysis, call 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. They'll listen to your unique situation and get you into the loan that's right for you. And 76 Mortgage is locally owned and a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX. BK number 0907413. Don't get stuck paying mortgage insurance. Call 602-265-LOAN today.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for 3 tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
troubling article. Welcome back, by the way, 21 minutes past the hour. Very troubling article on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. U.S., the headline, article by Glenn R. Simpson. Headline, U.S. weighs sanctions on Iran's central bank. Now, buried down in the article, it points out the central bank is the keystone of Iran's financial system and its principal lifeline to the international banking system. So here is the, you know, the main artery, all the blood flowing through here. Here's the main artery in the Iranian banking system. And what is the Bush administration doing but going after it? The Treasury Department is gathering evidence it says shows that the Central Bank of Iran is helping other Iranian institutions elude U.S. economic sanctions in what could be a prelude to penalties against the bank. The Wall Street Journal refers to this as an escalation in the financial battle Washington is waging against Tehran. Not good news. Maybe this is, you know, part of why gold seems to be spiking. Jessalyn McCurdy is with us, speaking here as a card-carrying member of the ACLU. I'm very pleased to have the legislative counsel for the ACLU's Washington Legislative Office, Jessalyn McCurdy, on the line with us. Jessalyn, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
ACLU.org, of course, the website if you want more information or if you want to sign up. You folks are fighting a long-time injustice, and I think this is absolutely great that you have taken this on, this the disparity in federal mandatory sentences for crack versus powder cocaine. This is racism on, I was going to say on steroids. I'm tempted to make a bad whatever and say it's racism on. Yeah, well, it's a kind of racism on crack, you know. It's,
yeah, right. I guess some would say.
So tell me what's going on with this.
Sure. Over 20 years ago, back in 1986, right after the death of Lynn Bias, a former University of Maryland basketball star who was drafted by the Boston Celtics and died 3 days after the NBA draft, what people thought was a crack cocaine overdose, shortly after Lynn Bias' death, Congress kicked into action and passed this law, which is now known as the 100-to-1 disparity between crack and powder cocaine. And basically what that means is 5 grams of crack cocaine will get you a mandatory 5-year sentence, whereas 500 grams of powder cocaine gets a person the same sentence for selling powder cocaine.
Right, and the fact of the matter is that if you walk around Wall Street and you're hanging out with guys who are making a million, 5 million, 10 million bucks a year, and they're snorting cocaine, it's always going to be powder.
For the most part.
And if you walk into poor African American communities and you're talking to folks who are selling cocaine or using cocaine, more often than not, it's crack. Is that not an accurate portrayal of the difference?
That is a pretty accurate portrayal. And what we also know is that 80% of the people who are convicted of crack cocaine offenses are African Americans.
Right. And the fact of the matter is, there's probably, I believe this to be true, tell me if I'm right or wrong, there are more whites in the United States who are using cocaine and abusing cocaine than there are African Americans in the United States who are using and abusing any form of cocaine.
That is true. What we know, I think the important thing to kind of look at in the context of that over 80% of African Americans who are being convicted on the federal level of crack cocaine offenses is that we know that 66% of the crack cocaine users are white or Hispanic.
And I think
that speaks volumes to the fact that law enforcement are targeting certain communities where African Americans lived, because there's an incentive built into this law by having the trigger for crack cocaine so low at 5 grams, it's so easy to make a crack cocaine case versus 500 grams of powder cocaine.
Right. So it seems to me, I mean, all of this is the terrible stepchild of the Rockefeller drug laws. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when we started this whole war on drugs, it really was a war on poverty. People, in particular, I would say, people living in communities where there is no economic opportunity, they become entrepreneurs, and this is one of the few entrepreneurial opportunities available
to them.
Absolutely. And we all applaud the entrepreneurial spirit, and then we put these people in jail. I mean, it's totally bizarre. So what do we do?
Right, and obviously it's wrong. No one is saying it's not wrong to sell drugs, but I think, you know, one of the things that came out of the 80s is that this all oftentimes was the only opportunity for people in urban communities where there weren't any jobs or you didn't have an education to be able to support their family. And you're not I'm not trying to make an excuse for them. You know, it's against the law. It's wrong. But what I think we need to recognize is to be able to, and we need to recognize and give people employment opportunities to be able to support their family so that they don't have to turn to selling crack cocaine to do that. We also need to deal with getting people treatment who are addicted to crack cocaine and powder cocaine, whatever drug, quite frankly, to be able to deal with their addiction versus trying to throw them in jail and prison and thinking that's going to deal with their addiction.
Right. We haven't created a war on drugs. We've created a war on people.
Absolutely.
So we just have 10 seconds left. I'm sorry. The ACLU is doing what?
We are lobbying Congress to change this law. There was a hearing last week, 2 weeks ago in the Senate. There's going to be a hearing tomorrow, and we are asking people to contact their members of Congress to reform this crack cocaine law.
Great, and you can read all about it at ACLU.org. And if you want to call Congress, call Congress.org. It has all the phone numbers, toll free numbers, and whatnot to call Congress, and join with the ACLU in saying let's reform this horrible crack cocaine legislation. Thanks so much, Jesslyn, for being
with us. Thank you for having me.
Jesslyn McCurdy, 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at 1 p.m., Jeff Barrios at 4, weekday afternoons on 1480 KVHX.
A Japanese company has developed a stress test for cats. It's a patch that measures excessive sweating, a sign of stress. What stresses my cat Higgins? Well, for starters, strangers moving furniture. They're all at the top of things that stress him out. Empty food bowl, dogs, a close second. Real, wholesome, natural. These are just a few words to describe the ingredients in Purina One Natural Blends. Purina One Natural Blends has real white meat chicken or real salmon as the number one ingredient. Compare labels with other cat foods and you'll see what I mean. Try Purina One Natural Blends and see the difference that naturally preserved real poultry or fish and other wholesome ingredients can make in your cat. The same wholesome ingredients preserved naturally. Now with a new look! I've seen the difference natural ingredients can make over the last 2 years with Higgins with a shinier coat and more energy. Does a natural cat food appeal to you and your cat? Make the change to Purina One Natural Blends and see if it can change your cat's health for the better. Call 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW for a free 3.5-pound bag of the Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag. Don't wait. Call 1-866-380-MEOW.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Well, I'm Ed Donahue. There is more bad news for the housing market.
The National Association of Realtors says used home sales fell another 0.4% last month, hitting the lowest level in nearly a decade. And housing prices are falling along with them.
John Belmont. President Bush is again pushing Congress to pass an intelligence law allowing the government to eavesdrop on phone calls.
To put it bluntly, if the enemy is calling to America, we really need to know what they're saying.
The trial is underway in New York for three undercover police officers accused of shooting and killing an unarmed man just hours before his wedding.
Prosecutor Charles Testagrossa says the undercover police operation that ended with the shooting was haphazard at best. He said one of the detectives failed to show his badge and did not wait for backup before confronting Sean Bell and two friends.
Warren Levinson campaigning in Ohio today. John McCain says he must convince voters U.S. policy in Iraq is succeeding. And if he can't, McCain says he will lose. The Pentagon says there is a high degree of confidence the missile fired at a dead spy satellite last week worked. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk, 1480 KPHX.
We welcome Business Needs. Paul, what is Business Needs?
Business Needs is Arizona's number one executive management financial tax service for small and medium-sized companies and sole proprietorships. We provide quality consulting services which have been described as preventive maintenance. Our clients refer to us as the business doc in that we provide diagnostic procedures and prescriptions to help business owners to improve their focus, which has a dramatic impact on their company's bottom line and profit margin. For those companies that suffer from business deficiencies, or BD, we guarantee to increase profit, growth, efficiency, while reducing waste, duplication, and tax liability. Visit our website, businessneedsaz.com, to review our many services. We work for your success at very affordable prices, and we guarantee it. Call 602-595-5210 or businessneedsaz.com. Businesses do not plan to fail, they fail to plan. Call us, 602-595-5210. Why pay more?
Need a job? There are 90 state jobs up for grabs in the 2008 legislative election. Applicants who are backstabbing, issue-dodging politicians incapable of creating any real change need not apply. Your job is informing yourself about the issues and candidates. Equality Arizona is there, asking difficult questions as the 2008 elections heat up. Tune in every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. so you can hear about those that protect the LGBT community, those that hate us, and how you can make a difference. Equality Arizona Radio, every Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. Tune in for your voice, your issues, your community.
When you bought your computer, you expected it to work, but for some inexplicable reason, it refuses to cooperate. You need help, but where do you go? You've heard the horror stories about those other guys, the ones who are more salesmen than technician. You need someone you can trust. You need 529 Computer Services. We are experienced computer technicians, and we come out to you on your schedule to get your computer working again. So call 529 at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
You know, there's no way we will be vulnerable again to a president who goes on vacation when the intelligence streaming in is entitled Osama bin Laden determined to strike within the United States. You know, we had a president that got that piece of intelligence and decided, oh, I need to clear some brush on my fake ranch, which he bought just before he became president so he could look more like Ronald Reagan.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX. Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Farias at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
Back 34 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, as keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. Bob in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today? Bob?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello, Tom?
Yes, sir. Yes, Bob, you are on the air, if you can hear me.
Hello?
Hi. Apparently, Bob can't hear me. Let's see if Jim and...
Hello, Tom.
Yes, Bob.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Just fine.
No, I can't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry, Bob. I'm gonna put you on... Jim in Berkeley. Hey, Jim, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you
are
hear
we in a bad cell phone commercial?
Exactly, yeah. Well, and that's for Verizon. We don't need to talk about them and their wiretapping right now. The NSA can hear us now, I'm sure.
Yeah, and they've been listening to us since before 9/11, important point that is often lost in this. In fact, is almost always lost in the media discussions of this topic.
Absolutely. Hey, I wanted to just ask you, I have no particular opinion upon this. I'm leaning towards Obama in the election. But, you know, I read the blogs, and every now and then the Tony Resco issue comes up.
Right.
I know that Clinton raised it once in a debate. It doesn't seem to have had a lot of legs so far, and the Clinton campaign doesn't seem to have been harping on it that much. What's your opinion on it? Is this a story that's going anywhere? Should it go somewhere? Just in the, you know, you were talking about vetting the candidates in the first hour, and I'd like this to be dealt with now instead of by the Republicans if there's any substance to it, but I don't know if there is.
You know, there was a good article about it. I forget whether it was in The Nation or The New Republic, or it was in one of the, or maybe even Atlantic. There was a very good article, about the whole background of the thing.
And of course, there's a series of articles in the Sun-Times and so on.
A month
Wikipedia
or so ago.
Has an entry on Tony Retzko with some references, but that's as far as I've been able to get with it.
If my recollection is correct, Jim, and it may well not be on this because I don't put myself out as an authority on the Obama campaign or on Tony Retzko or any of this stuff. I mean, I've been kind of watching it. Not trying to play opposition research for either campaign. But my recollection is that the arguably the strongest charge that was made against him was that he helped Barack Obama buy his home and that there was some sort of preferential treatment there. And apparently that's been debunked, that it was offered that Obama was actually the highest bidder on that house. That may be why the story has no legs, if that's the piece of it, and if not, I'm sure somebody will correct me. And also, in terms of if we're going to go through all the people who have donated money to political campaigns and what their past is, I mean, it's like, Bill Ayers given $200 to the Obama campaign. Bill Ayers was, a weatherman who, with Bernadette, his wife had actually, set up some bombs back in the 60s and killed some people. And my SDS chapter at MSU had him and his wife come as a keynote speaker a couple of months ago. And there was just this screaming debate going on in email among a bunch of us about whether or not this was appropriate. He's still a controversial figure, even in SDS. He's an individual and he gave $200. What's the big deal? I mean, it's like if you went through all the people who gave money to the Bush campaign or to the McCain campaign or to the Clinton campaign, you're going to find a few folks that you could disagree with or that you could smear with. So my take on it, Jim, is that it's a story that doesn't have legs. If it did, the Clinton campaign would have used them by now.
And that
would be a good, and thank you for the call on it. And that, as I said before, would in fact be a good thing. Just like John McCain having these charges against McCain coming out now, that's actually a good thing for McCain. It's better to have this stuff come out early in a campaign and get aired and vetted and get the stories knocked down and have the candidates have an opportunity to respond to them than later. It's why it's a good thing that Hillary Clinton is staying in the race. It's a good, at least through Texas and Ohio, and then, she can make up her mind. But right now, hey, there's a chance she could still win the election. She should absolutely stay in the race, and what it does is it makes Barack Obama a better candidate, or if Hillary Clinton's the nominee, it makes her a better candidate. Both of them are becoming better candidates as a consequence of this competition, and I'm all in favor of it. I think it's a marvelous thing. Ed in Hillsboro, Oregon. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Good show, as always.
Thank you.
The reason I called is that with Nader in the news today, it kind of gives us a chance to take a step back from the tactics in infighting and take a kind of a bigger strategic look for a moment and think back on 2000 a little bit and what happened there. I had three observations that I wanted to make real quick. One of them is that if Gore had wanted Nader's voters to vote for him, then he would have pitched his campaign to appeal to him. But instead, he followed the DLC playbook of ignoring the progressive side of the spectrum and pitching to the right, even with things like the alien Gonzales issue, trying to outright wing Bush on Gonzales.
Right.
And as a result of that, he really lost the Nader vote, the far progressive vote, by ignoring them. And
in 2000, well, again, I always have to put in this caveat. Louise and I lived in Vermont at the time, and we knew Vermont was going to go for Gore. And so, I voted for Ralph Nader in the 2000 election, and I'm still, frankly, proud of that vote. I thought it was a good thing. I wanted the Green Party to get there. I think it was 5%, it might be 15%, whatever that threshold was that they had to get in order to get federal matching funds for the next campaign. I think having an alive and active and vibrant Green Party is a good thing. And I liked what Ralph Nader was saying. Louise, on the other hand, voted for Al Gore. Between the two of us, we were offering a vote for each. We did that very intentionally. Had I lived in Florida or Ohio or Michigan, where I grew up, I wouldn't have done that. I would have voted for Al Gore.
Yeah, I was in a similar boat. I was in a non-contested state. The other two observations, real quick, is that the DLC strategy of tilting to the right to try and win that 50% plus one out of the center, Florida 2000 showed exactly what the problem with that strategy is, which is that if you just win by 50% plus one, then the other side can steal it, and that's exactly
that's right.
What happened. It wasn't a wide enough margin for Gore to, he did win it, but he didn't win it by enough to where it couldn't be, taken back from him for from the election fraud and the judicial coup.
Harry, yeah, you're absolutely right, Ed. Thanks for pointing it out. Harry Truman was the guy who really brought this into high relief. Harry Truman, the Democratic president of the United States, when asked about, you know, campaigning and how a person should strategically campaign, suggested that Democrats should run as Democrats, Republicans should run as Republicans. And in fact, the famous part of his quote is he said, when the voters are given a choice between a Democrat who acts like a Republican or a real Republican, they'll pick the real Republican every time. And of course, you could flip it around. When they're given a choice between a Republican who acts like a Democrat or a real Democrat, they'll vote for the real Democrat every time. And that seems to have been lost by the Democratic Party to some extent, although the Republican Party got it for a while there. Excuse me, hang on just a second here. Sean in Detroit. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing today?
Just great. What's up?
Okay, in regards to the Bush and his warrantless wiretapping,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually currently in the market for some new wireless service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I keep seeing from everything I've searched on the Internet, AT&T, Verizon, Bell South, I don't know whether that's pertaining to landlines or wireless, seem to be coming up all the time, but I really want to make sure I don't give my money to a company that's breaking the law.
Yeah.
So,
as far as I know, Quest was the one company that said no thank you to George Bush's wiretap rules, and I'm not sure if they're a wireless provider. The other one that I don't know about, which is who a lot of people are using for wireless service because they don't require contracts, is Virgin. And I whether Virgin went along with the administration or not, I don't know. And I've been keeping an eye out, and I've never seen their name mentioned one way or the other, frankly.
Is there a source out there that we can resource, or is it somewhat that it's maybe unclear that whether or not some companies did a.
Yeah, Sean, I don't know. I mean, other than the lawsuits that have been filed that have named some of the large providers, the ACLU lawsuit, beyond that, I don't know. And as far as I know, Virgin wasn't named in that, and Quest wasn't named in that, and Virgin is a national cell provider. But you might want to contact the company, and or you might want to go over to TomHartman.com and on our message board just start a thread asking if anybody knows, or drop into our live chat room. It's amazing the resources, the intellectual resources of the people who listen to this program, and you know they'll get behind and they'll answer these kinds of questions, which is a marvelous thing. Janice in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening to WPTT. Hey, Janice.
Hi. I have called my representatives about the Visa bill.
Good.
And I just wanted to say that I have decided I will not support Barack Obama in a general election because just like that fellow who called earlier and said Hillary Clinton didn't show up for the Visa bill, which really her vote would not have made or broken that, she was one of only 22 senators, Barack Obama was not one of them, who voted no for John Roberts. And so it really upsets me because she's getting a bad deal in the press, in the media, and nobody is addressing this. And as a woman, I'm really, really upset. And I can't, you know, this guy's only been around for a couple of years in the federal Senate, and we can only really go by his votes. And his votes do not represent the person he says he is. So I've had it, and I wish when people would call, the other thing is, he didn't even show up for the Iraq or the Iranian vote, but he can criticize her and introduce a bill to limit it. So people need to do their research before they go criticizing her. That's all.
Janice, I agree with you. Let me pose a question to you though, if I may. And I say this not as an Obama or a Clinton partisan, because I say this every day, and I will continue to say it until one or the other of them drops out of the race, that I think that both of them would make great presidents. Dennis Kucinich used to be very, very anti-abortion. He relatively recently changed his position. John Edwards voted in ways that were inconsistent with many of his current positions. Isn't it okay for a politician to change their mind?
Absolutely, but she's not being treated fairly in the media,
okay.
And that's what's upsetting.
Okay, yeah, okay. Got it. Janice,
bye.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate
it.
Good to hear from you. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program, the true people's radio.
Tom Hartman.
Mike Malloy at 7 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 10, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Why should you consider investing in gold today? Well, number one, it's simply a smart strategy. Many experts believe that adding gold to your portfolio may improve its performance. In fact, it's proven to give investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks the last 3 years alone. Number two, it's guaranteed. When you buy a stock, it's paper that can be worth $100 a share today and nothing tomorrow. When you invest in Gold American Eagles, you get the only gold coins whose weight, content, and purity are guaranteed by the U.S. government. And when you have Blanchard & Company on your side, you get a double guarantee because they guarantee to buy back your gold anytime you want to sell. So if you want proven performance and an asset that has been in demand for 3,000 years, call Blanchard & Company. They have a very special radio offer on Gold American Eagles right now. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Beth. And I'm Jody. And we are the owners of the 2 West Valley 2-Minute Truck Company. 2-Minute Truck is known for having a trained professional staff and for our outstanding customer service.
That's right. The West Valley 2-Minute Truck locations have everything you need to move. We offer reasonably priced boxes and packing supplies. We charge a flat hourly rate, and our staff is trained to carefully pack and move as little or as much as you'd like.
But did you know that we have also helped businesses and organizations get to where they are going? If your business is growing, or if you are interested in a better location, call one of the West Valley 2-Minute Trucks. For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180, or check us out on the web at wearemovers.com. That's we, the letter R, movers.com.
Mention 1480 KPHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with your move.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Ever notice your local furniture store is always having an amazing sale? It's always based on something urgent, like we need to make room for new inventory or we're going out of business. Well, folks, they've been going out of business for years now. It's all part of the game. You know, the game. The one retailers play with your money. They buy stuff wholesale, mark the price way up, then have a sale to create the illusion that you've gotten a great deal. Before you jump on the next great deal you see in a retail store, you really should attend an open house at Direct Buy. Call today and let them send you an invitation and a free insider's guide that sheds some light on just how much retailers mark up their prices. And it'll tell you all about buying manufacturer direct. Stop paying 40 and 50% markup at retail. Call 800-471-1184 to learn more. That's 800-471-1184. Call 800-471-1184 today.
There is no reason to live in fear, and your home in particular should be somewhere you can relax. Your home is no place to be fearful, yet we all know someone who was caught unprepared. The bottom line is, you have a family and pets you are responsible for. Protect Your World Alarms wants your home to be your haven. Protect Your World Alarms is locally owned and provides alarms for asset protection to monitor carbon monoxide levels and alert you to fires. Protect Your World Alarms offers a complete range of home security solutions, to include the latest security cameras so you can monitor your home or business online 24 hours a day. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. To find out if your home is at risk, call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003 or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Your home is not just a house, it's your whole world. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com or call 623-205-8003.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Wake up, shake it up, America.
Nine and a half minutes before the hour. Imagine you're a Fox News host. You have on a comedian. You think he's just a normal, average comedian, and he's just going to make jokes. And instead, he says...
All right,
Julia and Lee, we appreciate it. And I'm sure you guys are going to have a lot more jokes for the rest of the campaign here. They just keep coming.
What? Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
What is Fox News? It's just a parade of propaganda, isn't it? It's just a festival of ignorance. What? Why, a million people are dead in Iraq. Come on, this is ridiculous. What's the point of this?
At which point the Fox hosts start to freak out.
This is insane.
Well,
go outside. Go hug
Lee,
your children.
You should be more,
well, Fox News
should be more worried.
Love your family. You know,
and you get all the news at Fox News. All right, thanks.
And
guys.
I think. Okay.
And then Fox, of course, goes to some real news.
All right, that's it. All right. We're also talking about Captain Kirk this morning, and hey, because it's Saturday morning, we're having some fun. Greg, you've got the cushiest job in the world.
Yeah, look who just beamed aboard right now. The ladies from the Starship Enterprise. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
How are you?
Okay. In miniskirts.
Bones, you know him as Dr. McCoy, just wrote a new book on Captain Kirk and the way he
So Fox goes to real news. Girls from wearing miniskirts from outer space. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lee Camp was that comedian who was saying to the folks at Fox News, hey, you guys, there's a million people dead in Iraq. Why don't you totally freak them out? And he's on the line with us. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I am great. And I just want to say congratulations. You've done a good job. And there you go. Applause. So what provoked you to actually confront the droids at Fox News with reality?
I think the past 8 or 10 years of Fox News provoked me to do it. there was nothing in the segment that provoked me. They called me and asked me to be on, and at first I thought I was going to say no, but then I thought, you know what? What better place to tell them what a ridiculous and harmful channel they are? And so I had kind of planned to speak my mind, and that's what I did.
Interesting. I've done the Fox morning show, half a dozen times or so, usually debating somebody like Mike Gallagher, you know, some conservative talk show has done an issue. Mm-hmm. And then I think one of the last times they called was to be on the Hannity show, and I just said, no, not going to do it. You know, it's enough already. I mean,
yeah.
there comes a point where you say, you know, any kind of blowback, any kind of feedback?
Well, most of it's been overwhelming support. I mean, I think most people are really sick of the propaganda and the drivel that they spout. But you know, of course, there's plenty of hate mail as well. But it's pretty easy to take when you weigh it with all the support and the congrats and the, you know, I've wanted to say that for years. Thank you for doing it.
When we speak out here, we get stuff like this. Bill O'Reilly.
So. All those clowns over at the liberal radio network, we could incarcerate them immediately. Will you have that done, please? Send over the FBI and just put them in chains?
Yeah. So no threats like that, huh?
Well, there are definitely some comments that say, why isn't he in Guantanamo Bay, which is lovely. I think they don't understand exactly how freedom of speech works. But
there you go. Well, Lee, I wanted to get you on to just give you a kudos and say hi and play that. It's a great and funny bit, and thanks for dropping by. Is there a website you want to plug here while you're here?
Go ahead.
Is there a website you want to mention?
Oh, yes, leecamp.net. And, I do a lot of stand-up comedy, and my stuff's unapologetically opinionated because I feel like it's a crime not to talk about this stuff when I see where the country's headed. So leecamp.net, come and see me. It'd be great.
Great. Okay. Lee, thanks a lot for dropping by.
Thank you.
Good talking with you. 1-866-303-2270, your telephone number. Margaret in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Margaret, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hello, Tom. I've never called before. But I listened to you today about the BSE.
The mad cow disease, yeah.
Exactly. And I wanted to tell you that I have a friend who has a farm here near Portland, and he has cows that he wanted to sell to Japan because of the last scare with the mad cow disease up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked Japan if they would buy his cows. They would, but they had to be tested. So he went to a vet, and he got the vet to arrange to test all of his cows, $26 a piece. The government told him he could not do that. He could only test 3 cows.
Yeah, I read about that in the paper.
$50 each. And the other thing, I just wondered if you... so you knew about that.
Yeah, and this is what the beef industry gets when they drop $41 million in lobbying.
Honestly.
I mean, we have, you know, it's the old joke about the best government money can buy. It's certainly true of Republican administrations. I mean, it's just that's the bottom line. Margaret, thanks a lot for raising the issue and for the call. I appreciate it. Tom in Portland. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom. I've been listening to your program for years. I love you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment about the Ralph Nader dialogue I heard earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say that he's saying some very, very important things. He's not a one-issue person.
Yep.
And I heard some people call in referring to him as a crackpot or his followers as crackpots and this and that. But the fact of the matter is he's been a tireless campaigner for the people and for our democracy. And, you know, when we watch PBS NewsHour and we see these ads for Archer Daniels Midland and GE and all this kind of stuff, you know, when Archer Daniels Midland is buying up the farmland in the Midwest and doing monoculture and all this kind of stuff, and we're being duped into loving corporations and stuff, and then our
Nader's
our
the guy. No, I got it, Tom. Nader's the guy who's raising the issues, and that's why I said I don't think that he's going to pull votes away from the Democratic Party, frankly, and I think it's a good thing that he's in here because he's going to be sane, just like I thought it was a good thing that Dennis Kucinich was in the primaries, even though there wasn't a chance that he was going to become the nominee, because he was saying the things that need to be said. Coming up tomorrow, Mark Morano with the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee talking about the General Motors executive who says global warming is a total crock of, you know. Plus, Dr. Mike Adams on his book, Feminists Say the Darndest Things. Oh, that should be entertaining. Plus, your calls and the best of the rest of the news right here on the Tom Hartman Program. And don't forget, my friends, democracy and activism begin with you. Tag, you're it. See you tomorrow.
Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You want security for the road ahead. The key to achieving your financial security is planning. Maybe you want to fund your children's college education, protect your family during your working years, or guarantee your own retirement security. These things simply won't happen on their own. You need someone to help make a plan to meet your financial objectives. But who do you turn to? Who will take the time to listen to your needs, your dreams? How about a progressive thinker and a progressive financial planning professional? Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, local agent with New York Life, and a proud supporter of 1480 KPHX. I serve the financial and insurance needs of both traditional and non-traditional families in the Valley. Call me today for your free financial needs.